Okay. So the topic that I want to discuss is the sugya on chesam beis to tesam and aleph, the din of takas hakora and bein alecha yayim, and the what's kind of appended to it in the Gemara of matzah minas mino v'neir. At the end, when the Gemara says that makom tur b'sof karmelis is going to take on the characteristics of the karmelis. Okay, so I want to start with the Gemara on chesam beis. So here it's very convenient that the beginning of the sugya is also like the hakdama to all the studim that are going to be discussed in the Rishonim. Okay, so it's very helpful here to start with the actual sugya itself. So the Gemara on Chesam Beis, the Gemara asks a Bailahu, about 2/3 of the way down the Gemara, Ma'al l'shtamish tachza kora, Rav Reb Chia Reb Yochanan Ramut l'shtamish tachza kora, Shmuel Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe Reb Shimon Ben Lakish Amru Asu l'shtamish tachza kora. And the Gemara has a machlokes. So the Gemara then tries to explain. Aliyim b'hakam mifugi. The Mar savar korim mishim heker. The Mar savar korim mishim mechitza. Okay. So the Gemara tries to explain the machlokes that is talyan korim mishim heker or korim mishim mechitza. Okay. So this is itself slightly intriguing. How did the tzadim line up? So Rashi here says that if you hold mishim mechitza, so then you're going to hold chudu apnimi is yored v'sosim. And a melech can be also l'shtamish tachas hakora. Right? That's how it comes out. Okay, why would you assume by default that if we're saying mishum mechitza tzchudu apnimi is yored b'sosim? So Tosfos Rishon in the Gemara Daf Tes says, oh, kedin kol mechitza. Right? Like every mechitza that we find is only matir michudu apnimi v'lifnim. That's what Tosfos Rishon says later on. I don't know, that itself seems somewhat intriguing. And is that really true? Like, if you have tocha mechitza, sometimes you're like churir shus ayachik, churir shus ayachik, they are saying even the inside of the mechitza is matir. But I guess then he'll say that no, the inside of the mechitza is really what's past the churim.
Yeah.
Not sure. Okay, so either way, here definitely Rashi's saying that once you say, if you say stam mishum mechitza, then that's going to entail chudu apim is yor b'sosim, and Tosfos Rishon says that's because every mechitza works that way. Okay, yesh l'adin if that actually holds, that every mechitza works that way. I should also point out that Tosfos Rishon on Daf Tes says every mechitza works that way when he's talking about a lechi. There himself, he holds that the mechitza of a korah, the default is that it's chudu achitza on his yored v'sosim. Okay, so even when Tosfos Rishon uses this svara, he's really using it for a lechi. Rashi here is using that svara for the stam within korah. So that's a little strange.
But they're talking about korah mishum hakor, though, right?
Meaning, what?
When we speak about the default about the matir achas of korah is not the din mechitza.
Now, Tosfos Rishon there actually says because of pitikur yored v'sosim. So it's coming mishum mechitza, actually. Okay.
Or it's something like
pitikur. Right, so that's one side in the Gemara. Right, that if it's mishum mechitza, then it's chudu apnimi. The other side in the Gemara is to say that it's mishum heker. Okay. And for some reason, mishum heker implies that it should be mutter. Okay, so Rashi doesn't explain why. The Meiri here says it's because stam heker is milavar. Okay, and this also begs the question, why when the Gemara writes heker, that you say, why would you say stam heker is milavar? Okay, but that's how the Meiri wants to interpret this side in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to question it a little later, heker milagav, heker milavar. No. Here the Gemara is assuming stam heker milavar, and that gets challenged later. It could be that other Rishonim disagree, meaning, and they think that at this stage the Gemara is holding that whether heker is milagav or whether heker is milavar, you still have a heter, tachzakora. Okay, what's the indication of that? So the Or Zeruah on Simin Kuf Yudalid, it's here where he comments on this sugya. So he quotes this tzad in the Gemara of Heker of Mishum Mechitza Mishum Heker. Okay, the first suggestion in the Gemara, and he says there are two interpretations of what Mishum Heker could be. He says either it's because the Ovrim B'Shavim shouldn't be choshed the Bnei Hamavoi for carrying Bachutz, okay, which essentially means Heker Milavar, right? It's for the Ovrim B'Shavim not to be choshed the people in the Mavoi, which itself is a chiddush in what the heker of the korah would be. He says, or it's that the bnei rishus hayachid shouldn't walk outside the Mavoi into the rishus harabim, which presumably is heker milagav. That's for the bnei rishus hayachid. No?
I mean, excluding that levar means the chashash that the bnei rishus harabim will walk into the Mavoi.
Right. He's saying it's for the bnei rishus hayachid that they shouldn't walk past the korah into the Rishus HaRabim.
Right.
And that's
the levar, the Rishus HaRabim, should not be choshesh that the that other people are violating, not because they themselves.
Well, he's not explaining milagav milavar yet. I mean, he's explaining the Gemara says mishum heker within this first tzad, and he says what's mishum heker? Either that the bnei rishus harabim shouldn't be choshed bnei rishus hayachid, or that the bnei rishus hayachid shouldn't walk out into the rishus harabim, which would presumably align with what we'll later call heker milagav for the people on the inside. And yet, this is within the tzad of the Gemara that mishum heker and therefore mutter lishtamish taksakoro. So it sounds like the or as the rule holds that mishum heker would mean the kuli alma, whether it's milagav or milavar, would be mutter lishtamish taksakoro here. Okay, there's an echo of this idea later in Tosfos Rid and Daf Tes. You'll see that he wants to suggest that if you hold that mishum heker, then it wouldn't matter whether it's milagav or milavar. Okay, it's mutter lishtamish taksakoro. Okay, so this is against the way the Meiri is reading this first side. According to the Meiri, we're assuming heter milavar, that's why it's mutter. According to the Or Zerua, it sounds like we're assuming either one of them, it could go either way, and yet there's still a heter lishtamish taksakoro. I'll just I'll hold off on this other sheet. It could be that the Perusha Rabbeinu Chanan ben Shmuel has a similar svara also. He also says that this tzad in the Gemara of Imishum, he says Imishum Heker. So then, it's just to tell you that there's a Pesach here. It's tell Ovrim Veshovim that there's a Pesach here, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. But if you hold that it's Mishum Mechitza, then you say Chuda Pnimi Yorid Vesosein Bein Rosh Hashayachid Rosh Hasharabim. So it sounds like he's saying that regardless of whether you could hold Milavar or Milagav, if it's Mishum Heker, it's just to tell you that there's a Pesach, and if it's just to tell you there's a Pesach, then even Tachsa Pesach itself will be Mutter. So meaning it's only once you assume that it's Mishum Mechitza that you're ever going to break the Korah itself from being inside the Mabui. Okay, and we'll see more of this. Okay. So the common denominator here is that everyone's assuming, like Rashi, that the Gemara is saying that Mishum Mechitza is Chudu Apnimi and therefore it should be Asur Lishtamish Tachsa Korah, and Mishum Heker, either Milavar or either way, it's going to be Mutter. The Rashash on this Gemara, he just points out, he's a very sharp diyuk. He points out that there's an asymmetry with that reading, that the Gemara starts off here, in the Bihakam Bifugi, Mar Savar Mishum Kor Mishum Heker, okay, which presumably is the day that it should be Mutter Lishtamesh, and Mar Savar Kor Mishum Mechitza, which is the day that it should be Aser, according to Rashi's reading. But then the Gemara says no, the Gemara turns around and it says, Kuli Alma Mishum Heker. And that should be the day that it's Aser. Marsavar Haker Milavar, and that should be the day that it's Mutter. Which means that the Gemara just reversed Adim. If you assume that the Gemara should stay symmetric, right? The Gemara in the first Tzad started off saying the Tzad Heter and then the Tzad Isser. And here the Gemara starts off with the Tzad Isser and then moves on to the Tzad Heter. Okay, that's the Rosh Hashanah's question. So he says, oh, maybe you'll stay against all the Rishonim. That really, when the Gemara suggested Mishum Mechitza, the Gemara thought Mechitza v'chudu hachitzon is yored v'sosein. Against the default assumption of Rashi, and against that memor of Tosfos Rid, that oh, of course, every Mechitza is only matir m'chudu hapnimi v'lifnim. And when the Gemara said Mishum Heker, the Gemara was assuming Heker milagav, and therefore it's going to be Aser. So the Gemara here on Chesam Beis seems to display a bias towards one interpretation of Mechitza and one interpretation of Mishum Heker. The Rashi has one interpretation of what that bias is, and the Rosh Hashanah just flips it on its head. Right, so we have a machlokas here, what the default is, whether Mishum Mechitza implies Chudu HaPnimi, or whether Mishum Mechitza implies Chudu HaChitza. So I'll just point out also that in this in the second device, in the next suggestion of the Gemara, the second stage, the Gemara says maybe they're arguing about Heker Milagav or Heker Milavar. So the Achronim, like the Beis Meir and Or HaChaim Shin Samech Gimel, he says this is totally on the Machlokas that we quoted earlier in the year between Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonasan on what the purpose of the Lechir Korah is. Right? Is it to warn the Bnei Rishus HaRabim about the Rishus HaYachid, in which case it's Heker Milavar, or is it that the Bnei Rishus HaYachid don't get confused between their Rishus and Rishus HaRabim, in which case you'll say Heker Milagav. Okay, so he explicitly tries to connect the two days in this Gemara with the Machlokas earlier, Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonasan. Okay. To make things even more confusing, yeah.
So me, I saw that Beis Meir, like, I mean, pardon this language. I mean, it sounds very like interesting, but like that means Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonasan are arguing about like
Could be, right? They're arguing which one is more... we don't know. I mean, we'll see the Rishonim. It's interesting here that we've shown them all kind of hedge. Like, it's Rabbi Nachmanel says, oh, maybe we paskin mishem heker and milavar, like, or maybe we show mechitza and chudah chitzon. They don't want to commit to one reading of this Gemara. So I don't know. I mean, it could be that it's an open question that they'll say that they're Rashi and Rabbi Nachmanel are arguing about how we paskin here. Okay. It's very hard to pin down Rashi. All the Rashba also claims that he has he could align Rashi with his shita, but the other Rishonim disagree. Okay. So it's hard to know how Rashi is actually paskining. To make things a little more confusing, the assumption of all the Rishonim here is that if you say Hekera Milagav, so then you're going to hold that Tachas Akor is Aser. If you hold Hekera Milavar, then Tachas Akor should be Mutter. Okay, that's the simple reading of the Gemara. If you saw the Perish of Rabbeinu Chananel ben Shmuel, so he quotes the Yesh Mefarshim, we say the exact opposite. Namely, I'll quote the Lashon over here, Mandishari. Okay, the people who are matir, taksakora, kasavar hekera milagav. Okay, so hekera milagav is the mandashari. Kilomar heker shel mavoi milifnim sarech lios. Why milagav? It doesn't mean it's a heker for the people milifnim, especially the way the Beis Meir was interpreting the Rishonim. They mean the heker, i.e. the korah, has to be within the mavoi. And if it has to be within the mavoi, then mela it's nichlal b'chlal the heter of the mavoi. Umichlal ha-mavoi hu chashuv. Umutar le'shtame sham b'chlal ha-mavoi. Umanda asar kasavar hakeira de mavoi milavar. That milavar is mandam rozoser. Why? Milavar hu chashiv ukulechutz dami. The eno chashiv mechala mavoi. Okay, so he just flips the tzadim of milagav milavar on his head. It's no longer a question about who the heker is for. It's a question of alpidin. At least that's the way I'm interpreting it. Alpidin, it's a question of where does the korah have to be? Is the korah considered to be tocha mavoi velifnim? Or is the korah considered to be the end of the mavi v'lechutz? Right, is it inside or outside? Okay.
Did he solve the rashash problem?
So I don't think he solves the rashash problem, because then I think the next Iba Yisema and the Gemara would still ruin the symmetry. I think. Okay.
Either way, that didn't motivate his parish. Right?
It didn't seem to motivate his parish. So, but it's a sharper interpretation saying where does the korah have to be? Right, I'll feed in. Right? Is it have to be nichlal on the heter mavoi, or is it like at the end of the mavoi and outside? That's like his question. Now you might say that an important nafgamina of this question of Rabbeinu Chananel ben Shmuel is maybe a din, let's say, in the Rishonim later on that we'll come to on Tesamid Aleph. The Gemara had assumed that tocha pesach tzarech lechi acher latiro. Right? So if you have a pesach at the end of the mavoi, so that's going to be aser. Okay, we'll get to that later on the Gemara. But you could be matir with another lechi, right? So Tosa says, what do you mean you could be matir with another lechi? A mavoi has to be arko yosra al rochavo. That's Tosa's asks. And the Rashi points out also you need batim b'chatzeros psuchim the mavoi. There are no batim b'chatzeros psuchim to the tocha pesach at the end of the mavoi, right? So Rashba, did Tosa say that? So he has both of the questions. So the Rashba, Tosus doesn't answer the question. The Rashba suggests two answers, and it seems that the two answers align with these two tzadim in reading whether the korah has to be considered part of the mavoi or not. Okay, the first answer of the Rashba is that the lechi hachitzon, the tocha pesach lechi, is matir the entire mavoi. Okay, so it's not like you have a lechi which is matir the mavoi. Now you have tocha pesach, and tocha pesach is nitar al yedei lechi acher. It's that the final lechi is now matir the entire mavoi. It's mevatel the first lechi, right? So you have a single mavoi that goes until the end. Okay. The second day in the Rashba is that even the area of tocha pesach is still considered to be bechlal hamavoi. Right. So it sounds like you do have a heter lechi based off the first lechi. And yet, even past the lechi is considered to be nichlal b'chlal ha-mavoy. Okay, so it could be that is totally on these two days in Rabbeinu Chananel ben Shmuel, whether you think that the heter mavoy, the lechi or the korah, is considered to be b'chlal ha-mavoy or not. Okay, the first day in the Rashba is assuming that it's not. So in Mela, you have to hold that the last lechi is the only matir for the mavoy. The second day in the Rashba may hold that it is b'chlal ha-mavoy. In Mela, you could be somech on the batim and chatzeros that are psuchim to the inside of the Rishas.
Partially depends on how you understand why a too long lechi isn't needs another life.
Right.
Yeah. But it might be also a possibility that it's a mavui b'fnei atzmo.
Right.
Or as opposed to saying, just as nachalos, or it's mufka michalos lachi, because that's the dimensions of the mavui.
Right.
So
right.
That could also be a part of that.
Right. I'm just saying, in terms of the relevance of the Rabbeinu Chanan ben Shmuel, it seems to be
right.
Telling this question. No?
I mean, does the Rashba interchange Rabbeinu Chanan ben Shmuel's Yishon?
No, he doesn't. I don't think they knew about Rabbeinu Chanan ben Shmuel.
I mean, so then, presumably, these two deus in the Rashba are not the. Also disagreeing about that if the Rashba doesn't, the Rashba is presumably learning like
well, it's a universal question whether or not the Lechi is considered to be part of the Mavoi.
It's
right?
Highlighted.
Right. Rabbeinu Chanan ben Shmuel is saying that's what's at bar on Chesam Beis.
I understand, but I'm saying that the Rashba presumably is not learning like that Yeshomer on Chesam Beis.
Right, but why does it make a difference to the conceptual question whether or not the Lechi is Bechal HaMavoi? I'm saying that the question which Rabbeinu Chanan ben Shmuel raises may have a halachic nafkamina, which is this question that comes up in the Rashba.
So in the Rashba, how do you know if the Lechi itself is in this area? Isn't the same that we would have been Lechi?
Tocha Pesach.
Yeah, Tocha Pesach is either part of the Mavoi, and therefore this Lechi can be its own Lechi.
Right.
Or it's just, you don't know about.
Well, Tocha Pesach is the Mavoi there. Is the Lechi.
Used to be. So how do you know that the Lechi you're putting there, you can actually carry it now?
What do you mean?
Using, according to the Rabbeinu Chanan ben Shmuel, you have to be able to carry under
He's saying the Tocha Lechi, the Lechi or the Korah, has to be Tocha Mavoi.
Right.
Right, according to...
So isn't the Rashba just talking about what used to be Bein HaLechayayin being considered Tocha
Mavoi? In the first day, when he says that now this new Lechi is mocking the entire Mavoi. The second day, which says that even Tocha Pesach is mitzuraf to the batim b'chatzeros that are matir by the first lachi,
right.
That seems to be saying that Bein HaLechayayim itself has to be considered Tocha Mavoi. Because if it's not Tocha Mavoi, then you have Tosin Kasha.
Isn't he even there just saying we're Mafkia, it's problematic Bein HaLechayayim status?
No, because then it'll be the same day as the first suggestion.
So
we're
using Mavoi enough to get rid of that problem, but not saying that like every Bein HaLechayayim that we pull the Mavoi.
It's like it's not part of the Mavoi, but it's like mitzuruf to the Mavoi with respect to Batim B'chatzeros or Arkav Yasser
Al-Chavu. Well, why would we need to know the Lechi La'atiro at all, according to the Bein HaLechayayim? I don't understand his. Like, how could you ask a Bein HaLechayayim ever?
It's Tocha Mavoi, but the Heter Lechi doesn't extend that far.
In what way is Tocha Mavoi?
Geographically. I mean, or Minat Torah, right? We know that there's a status of a Mavoi, and Chazal goes that you need a Lechi or a Korah to metakin it. So the question is, once you're metakin it with a Lechi, do we still view the area of Bein HaLechayayim as part of the Mavoi? Or with respect to Din Drabanan, the Mavoi now ends at the Heter. That's the question.
See?
The question is, when now that you're metakin the Mavoi with a Lechi and a Korah, where does the Mavoi end? Does the Mavoi end at the Lechi? That's considered to be your halachic Mavoi now. The Lechi cuts it off. Or do you say that the Mavoi continues until past the Lechi itself?
It includes the Lechi.
Right.
So isn't he only speaking in the Manda Amr Mutar Bein Lechayayim? Would you, the Manda Amr that Asr is Bein Lechayayim, how could you ever say the Lechi is always considered in the Mavoi?
Because you could ask her for other reasons. You could ask her because of a Chashasham Yachlifu. We'll get to that later. But there are other reasons to be Oster other than that it's not considered to be in the Mavoi. We'll get to this when it comes to the Gemara Daf Tefillah. Okay?
The Gemara Kuvah does something similar to that.
What?
Which is the Bana doesn't be Manda Oster Matir. With the Kuvah that considered on Tamiya Mavoi. Depending on the Mutter Oster, it's Tamiya Tamas Akora. It's with its no Antkona, no Shay Zed, which is equal to Mavoi in Yakura Gabe. It's a similar.
But that's function of Kuda Pnimi.
Right,
it's parallel in a way, but there could be totally different reasons.
Okay, and the final day in the Gemara, the Gemara says Kuli Al Mishum Mechitza, and the question is whether you say Kuda Achitzon or Kuda Pnimi is Yored. And again, we just have to figure out again why in the first side of the Gemara assumed either like Rashi Kuda Pnimi or like Rashash that Kuda Achitzon. The Gemara is going to challenge it a little later. Okay, I don't have a good answer to that question, but it's a question that remains. Then the Gemara comes along. So the Gemara quoted a machlokas about Tachas HaKorah, and the Gemara says four lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chisda, Hakal Modim Vein Alechayim Sha'aser. Okay, machlokas v'atachzakora. But kuli amalo pligi that ben alechayim is going to be aser. This is a memo from Rav Chisda. So on what basis are we going to say that tachas akora is at least as a tzad to be mutter or is mutter and yet ben alechayim is aser? So the Rishonim here suggest a few variations. Tosos has an ein lomar, okay, which Rabbeinu Peretz quotes from Yesh Mefarshim, and it's ultimately endorsed by the Rashba himself. It's a little strange. The Rashba like says that he suggested as his own svara. But Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz already quotes it as Yesh Mefarshim. Okay. And that is that Korah is going to be Mishum Heker and Hekera Milavar. Okay. Lechi is going to be Mishum Mechitza and we'll say Chudah Pnim Yisose. Okay, so the reason why Lechi is also Kulyama is because Mishum Mechitza and Chudah Pnim Yisose. Whereas Korah is going to be Mishum Heker, and here you just have two different Lashonos in the Mishonim. The Rashba says that Stam is Mishum Heker, and that's sufficient. So Zerbeinu Peretz, the Yesh Mefarshim, says because of Hekera and Hekera Milavar. Right, so it seems to be the same discussion that we saw earlier, whether, at least, but now it's after the Gemara quoted the Machlokas of Milavar Milavar, whether Stam Heker is Matir Toch Tachas Akora, whether you have to assume Heker Milavar in order to get that. But it's a parallel phenomenon. Okay, so again, so the Rashba and Rabbeinu Peretz, as Yesh Mefarshim, are saying it's Talyan Korah Mishum Heker, maybe Heker Milavar, but definitely Mechitza, Lechi Mishum Mechitza, and Chud Apnim is those things.
What Tosas to reject?
What Tosas says Ein Lomar. Okay, the Rashba himself suggests a variation on this idea. And this is the second header in Rav Chisda, why Kuli Alma is Moed Ben Lechayim Sha'aser. And that's both that both Lechi and Korah are Mishum Mechitza. But Lechi will say Chudu Apnimi is Sosem, and Korah will say Chudu Achitzon is Sosem. Okay, so they're both Mishum Mechitza, but the Mechitza works in different ways. Korah is going to have Chudu Achitzon. Why would you say this? So Tosas written, Daf Tesamet Aleph says that a Lechi Mishum Mechitza, every Mechitza is Matim Chudu Apnimi v'lifnim. But Korah was midin pi tikra yored v'sosem. And pi tikra yored v'sosem is always sosem misof ha-tikra milavar. Okay, so this is, just remember, Tosas read here is assuming that every mechita is matim milafanim, but pi tikra works differently. Right, so it's very hard to invoke that svara to what we said earlier, that the default in the Gemara, libid rashi, is that tachas ha-korah is michudah pnimi. Tosas read here is assuming the default for korah is pi tikra yored v'sosem, and the mele it's going to be, it's only sosem milavar. It's also a chiddush in Tosas Rid, and this is an open question. Machlokas Rishonim, whether we only say Pi Tikra when you have a Tikra that's already Dalid. Tosas Rid is invoking Pi Tikra here in a Korah of a Tefa. The question is whether he's invoking Pi Tikra Yerv Asosim, the real din of Pi Tikra, or he's invoking a weaker form of Pi Tikra, which is just a special din in Korah. That's not so clear in Tosas Rid.
You think that's really the same as the Ritva's? The Ritva has a line where...
Oh, the Ritva? Yeah. How do you say?
No, like the Ritva has a line where when he's explaining that same Shita as the Rashba.
So when I look back at it, I think that he only says that within Tosfos. I don't think he suggests within the Rashba that it's because of Tefach. When I look back at it today. Yeah.
I thought when he finishes with Tosfos, because he has a line where he says that I find his chiluk between
Pnimi and so I'd say I think only when he's fleshing out the position of Tosos then he throws in Tefa, but not within his Hezber of the Rasha.
The first one, that's the second one, that's also not what I'm talking about.
So that's when he's quoting the Rashban. I don't think he doesn't invoke Tefach there.
Oh,
cool.
I thought,
one
second. Maybe the other.
You have a different gear
set?
The Aros in my Ritva here say that's where he's quoting the Rashba. But I wrote those Aros in on the side. that's the real Kiddush of the Chabura. It's who is Avinu Hanan ben Shmuel.
Yeah, but is it the wrong? Is it on Kasam Beis?
Okay, while we're looking, so I'll say that. Rabbi Nachman ben Shmuel, he's in the Kovei Shidus Kamai, but I think what I read on online, so they published him separately.
It's the one in Tesamid Aleph, he says.
Oh, he says it later on?
Yeah. Within the Korah, Sabrabaya, the Chudah.
But that's not within Rav Chisda.
Right.
That's
not within Rav Chisda. But the same idea. The Korah, Sabrabaya, the Chudah, Chitzon, Sosem, Mishum, the Rechava, Tavak.
Right. Right. That's later within Abaya. Right now, I just want to say
earlier in what he says, Chesed Beit, but Troy doesn't have that extra word. That mm-hmm. So that's the one in Tesim Lalim. Yeah. But that would work nicely with that idea of the Tosis Rid. No?
Yeah.
I mean, Pitikri.
But I don't know, just because it's Tefach, would that tell you Pitikri or Besosim? Especially
I don't know, it doesn't have necessarily be me, but in Pitikra, but it definitely is a different quality. He's saying that the fact that there's a Shir.
Right, I'm going to get to that when I get to Abayin Rav. So everyone, so Seth asked who Chanan ben Shmuel is the real Chiddush of the Chabura. So I was just perusing through the Kovei Shitos Kamai, as I tend to on vacation. And they quote the Rabbeinu Chanan. So I'm like, I already saw Rabbeinu Chanan on the side of the Gemara, so I don't have to reread it in the Kovei Shitos Kamai. Then it seemed he's had that Yesh Mefarshim there since he didn't appear in my Gemara. And later on, he quotes a sheet of Rashi. I've never seen Rabbeinu Chanan quote Rashi before.
Okay.
So I saw that it wasn't Chanan ben Chushiel, it was Rabbeinu Chanan ben Shmuel. Okay, so I said, oh, who's Rabbeinu Chanan ben Shmuel? And it's misleading also because he's the Kovei Shidus Kamai, they quote Rishonim in chronological order. So he's
is
the
it,
first.
Are you sure it's even Chanan or is it Rach ben Shmuel?
No, it's Chanan. They say Chanan. And so I looked up, so it turns out that he's the father in law of Avram ben Rambam and the Mechutin of the Rambam. And it was like a whole interesting thing that I was reading that after the Rambam died and Avram took over in Fustat, so it was like a whole machlokes about like who's going to take over the chief rabbinate, and his shver, Rav Chananel, sided with Avram, and they both had to like go underground for a few years.
Nice that he sided with him.
Yeah, so he like friended with him. They both got in trouble and they had to like hide for a few years or something.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to find out what Rav Chananel ben Shmuel thought about, you know, what the Rambam meant, you know, when he seemed to say that
Nisuin
was part of the mitzvah.
Yeah, that's right.
Was he the bad influence?
But he wrote a parish on all of Erevin, so I'm sure there's like really, I'm sure there.
That's in the Kamai.
But
the Kamai is not.
It's online. Right? They don't have a copy of this manuscript. But sorry, it's out already 10 years, like a 2003.
Sometimes when they're online, this is what they taught us in Sophomir, it's because there's like a copyright
argument about it?
Battle, so it's only on this on the blog or whatever it is.
Right.
What Jesse used to call blog. Right.
Okay, so we have here two hezberim for why Kuli Amalo Pligi, for Chizda, why Bein Al-Chayim is going to be Aser, even though Tachzakor is going to be Mutter. Okay, either like the Rashba and the Yishma Farsham Meir Peretz are saying Kor Mishim Heker Milavar, Lechem Mishim Mechitza Chuda Pnim is so same, or the suggestion is variation of the Rashba that Kuli Amalo is Mishim Mechitza, the Machlok is whether Mechitza is Milavar or Milagav, whether it's Chuda Achitza and Chuda Pnimi, and Tosis Rid's Hezber that it's because of Pitik or Yorid Vesosim.
Okay.
He doesn't comment on Daf Chas.
Do you have a suggestion on how he reads it, or just
no? I don't have a.
And then you have the other. But again, the Ritva's what he does say is regarding Heker, same chiluk.
Okay, so we're gonna. I'm gonna come to that Ritva in a minute.
That's on Chas.
Yeah. Tosos. Tosos themselves have a different suggestion for why Kuli Amalo Pligi De Aser Bein Lechayayim. Tosos say it's because a lechi is Al pi din afilu mashu, it has no shear. Kora is rechava tefach. So since the kora is rechava tefach leka lemechash, presumably there's no chash that somebody's gonna walk past the kora. Lechi, which is bekoshu, then rechoshu that somebody will walk by it. Right? Literally, you just visually don't see where it ends. Okay? Yeah, I know Yaakov didn't like the psychological assumptions of perception of when people see the end, when they don't see the end. Okay. But that's also the assumption. So again, so a lechi is bekoshu, so you're not going to see it, you're going to walk by it. A korah, which has a tefach, so then you're going to know where it ends. Okay? The Ritva explaining Tosfos has two possible interpretations of what Tosfos means. One possible interpretation is that because a lechi is bekoshu, so there's no heker bechlal. Now you don't even see the lechi at all. Okay? Presumably you see it when you're far away, but when you're parallel to it, then you can't see it, so it has no shear, so there's no heker at all. Or he says, presumably because that's a little strange that a lechi could be mishum heker but not have any heker at all, right? So he says that really it has heker, but less le heker kuli hai. Okay, that's not a good heker, and therefore lo chashiv ubatel klapi chutz. Meaning, look, really the lechi has some sort of dimension, and really it should be mutter lishtamish bein alechayayim, but since its dimension is lo chashiv, so that area is batel to the tzad outside of the lechi. And it's going to be aser. Okay, it's almost like the dimension of the lechi is batel to the area milavar.
Din?
What?
Din, not perception.
He says, lo chashiv batel klapi chutz. And that's the...
Is that just like an inverse perception to every
chlifa? I don't know, I didn't... it's hard to batel in perception, like...
He's not becoming not to say the previous chat, no? Like,
right, he's not saying the previous, but the question is, where do they differ? There's no hecker at all.
The first one day is
a little
hecker cloud.
The second day is that there's some hecker, but it's batel.
Right,
so he's saying batel in perception or batel al pidin?
I think al pidin.
Shocking.
But I think
it's really separate from Tosfos.
What?
It's really separate from Tosfos.
Because Tosfos make it seem psychological, like a lemechash, right? I was wondering. I'm not sure of this.
But that's the first one. I mean, because the lake I care a clown for it's nice of Tosfos, but the passion is
right.
Like a,
right. I was wondering about this
thing. It just doesn't do its job.
Right. Right. I think that's kind of the problem here is that we want to distinguish between al pi din, when is the lechi batel, and psychologically, like when is there no heker. But if you say that the lechi al pi din is mishum heker, so then al pi din, if there's no heker, then al pi din there's no lechi, right? So I'm just not sure how defined those boundaries are.
I would just add, I mean, in addition to my predilection, which you correctly point out, that the batel legabe chutz, I think in this sugya in particular, because of what you'll develop later, but you know, it's based on daf tes and aleph, that the notion of bitul here is a
it's recognized in the sugya.
Yeah. That's a. It has to do with form.
Right. So I actually think that this Rishon is a very different type of bittul than the way the other Rishon explained the bittul. Because here it's bittul of not of the makom, but bittul of the lechi, right? Meaning the lechi has a ktzat heker, it has some dimension, but that dimension of the lechi is batel klapi chutz because it's so not nikar. Yes.
Okay. That I think is true. I'm only saying it in Indian that it's a halachic characterization.
Right. Now the Rishonim here ask, according to this Chiluk of Tosfos, what do you do if the lechi itself actually has a few tfachim, right? Because their hesber is no heker, because it's b'chol shu. What do you do if it actually has a shir? So the Ritva says lo plug, kivin dina b'chol shu lo plug, and the Rabbeinu Paratol says lo plug kivin dina b'chol shu. Okay, they have the same hesber. It's halachic lo plug. The Ran has a big chiddush. The Ran here says that he's quoting Tosfos, says pirshu at Tosfos. And the Ran just says that Torah, since it has a shear, so then we're machshiv mashe kenegdo. So therefore, it's matir min achitza. Okay, because it has dimensions, so therefore we're going to say he hasn't said whether mechitza or kor. He just said therefore it's matir min achutz. Okay, but a lechi which is kichud asarvul, so mashe kenegdo is eino chashuv, the eino matir elu mimenav lefnim.
You don't think that's what the Ritva tells him at all? Is this really mechitzas or
this is he's not saying midin mechitza. He's not saying mishum. He's using Tosus's hesbet, Tosus chiluk, but it's not. It's certainly not mishum heker here. He's not saying batel because of the. He's not saying the Ritva's pshat batel.
Right,
but he's saying that al pi din because the tefach has a shear, so the heter is the shear of the korah. Alechi, since al pi din is b'chol shu. So the heter is only b'chol shu.
I thought you don't think it's because of chudo pnimi, chudo chitza, because of mechitza, and then it's like that ritva, which turned out to be a pesach.
No. So he says pirshu. First of all, he also pirshu b'toslos. Dekora kivin deyesh la shiura chashiv mashe kenegdo. Hilkach shayich lemeimar shetehim ateras michud achitza v'lefnim. Bein l'man damar mishum heker. Bein l'man damar mishum mechitza.
Okay. Good. So that's it. Like. It's just saying for both.
The heter lechi is the heter korah is whatever.
The mechitza part
are.
Is like the ritva is exactly the ritva.
Right, but he's saying it's not totally on a mechitza or heker.
It's saying either way.
Right. Aval lechi d'havik kichud asarvo mashe kenegdo lo chashuv.
Not heker.
Eino matir elu menav lefnim. Now here's the good part, and this is where it's clear that he's not assuming like the Ritzvah and Rebbeinu Peretz, because they say that the reason why when it has a shear it's not matir is because of a low plug. His v'yachal gav the zimnin the of delay rachav basar ikar shiur azlinan, meaning since he's saying we only follow the actual shear of the lechi. The shear of the lechi is always b'chol shu.
Right, because al pi din. Again, if Tosis holds the whole thing as a psychological, it's a chashash, so it's understandable you need the low plug, because if it's bigger, then it should work. But this is a statement about the nature of mechitzos, or the nature of heker in an al pi din way. So then what you're saying, that
right.
Of course it doesn't make a difference.
Right.
And you don't need low plug, it's
right.
Just al pi din. It's still a korah, and it's still a lechi.
Right. Were you saying this is also a low plug? Is that?
Couldn't that also be read as
a low plug? So the next line he says, the dilo kashimidi the bein rachav bein katzar eino matir kenegdo mishum de ikro shel lechi katzaru. Right, he's saying the essence of a lechi is that it's something which is katzar because that's what the din is. So he's not saying low plug there.
But why would you want it? Meaning if he's saying something which it sounds like he's saying something more basic, then you don't need to.
Right.
You don't need to say low plug.
That was my
how a lechi works or how a korah works. Shouldn't depend on whether Lamaisa gave it more or less of a size, as long as you have minimum. In terms of chudo pnimi chudos, or the heker, like if the heker is considered to be from the inside out or the outside in or whatever, it should never depend on the shear.
Right. So basically, I think this run, he says that he's saying a bedas Tosos. The footnote says, it's like Sarachin where this isn't Tosos, but he's explaining Tosos here, just not giving the psychological explanation of.
He's making
up he didn't. If it has a shear, then it's matir kashir, and if it doesn't have a shear, then it's only matir b'chol shir.
You
see,
like the second shot, Ritva?
What?
He's saying like the Ritva second shot.
No, but the Ritva second shot appeals to Bittul.
What's he saying? I just don't get what's the Ran saying.
The Ran's saying that the shear lechi is kol shu, so it's only let's say in chabal lechidusha, so it could only be matir with the least amount that it has.
Can we do it again?
I want to read the footnote or the.
Pirshu
by you or by the footnote by me says no.
It's just
no. Just the Pirshu b'tosos the korah kivin the yeshla shiura chashiv
masha kenegdo. What
does that mean? Like the yeshla shiura chashiv masha kenegdo.
In what?
As part of the head there.
Chashiv.
Hilkach shayich lemeimar ba shetehei materes michud. Let's say a korah's matir. Where's the korah? The korah is the whole dimension of the korah. Bein mandar mishum heker, bein mandar mishum chitza. Aval lechi, da hava kichud asarvo, ma she kenegdo lo chashev. Eino matir, ele mimenu vilifnim.
I don't even know what the words mean.
If you ask me,
but you don't, yeah.
I would say that the Ran is combining both days of the Ritva, but both, again, the second and the third, that's not Tosis, which is the Chashash.
Yeah.
But the second day in the Ritva, which is within Heker to make a fundamental difference between the type of Heker, and the third day, the one on Tesamen Aleph about Chudo Pnimi, Chudo Achitzon, and Mechitzas. But in both cases, I think your diuk is correct, and that is, once you say either of those two points, which are both Alpidin points, then you don't need to say Lo Plug anymore. You have best
right,
answer.
So the Ran himself says.
Yeah, I think that's a contribution. I think the two things that he's saying, the bain beheker, bain be whatever, is saying whether you hold shot number two in the Ritva or shot number three in the Ritva, right? That either way, this is like a conceptualization of what Tosa says on a practical level. But once you say that, then you have just a much better answer for the low plug question.
I'm only
answering that in response to because Yaakov's saying I don't know what either of those things say. I think that both of what he's saying and both of those things are either mishum heker, but that's an alpi din. There's a difference between the heker of something which requires of a shear and the heker of something that doesn't require of a shear. And certainly that's the case when it comes to mechitzas that chudah pnimi chudah chison is going to be determined by that. Just like that Ritva says that's not I, but then what happens if you have a bigger, you know, lechi? The answer is, of course, who cares? Because I'll be doing that doesn't register. Who cares?
I thought that's the clearest way to say it, maybe, is that the Ran is saying everybody holds that a lechi and a korah are matir kenegdom. Right? Everyone holds that. The point is that there's no kenegdo of a lechi, because kechud asarvo.
What do the words chashuv mean throughout?
That dimension is chashuv, significant. You can take the.
Yeah, it has a, it's a, that's a, It doesn't sound psychological.
Definitely not. The Yeshla Shira. Kim the Yeshla Shira. Chashiv Masha Kenegdo. So now what's
the word Kiva the Yeshla Shira means since Chazal made a Shir. That's what you're reading it?
Yeah, since the Korah has a Shir al Pidin.
There's a Din.
So Chashiv Masha Kenegdo.
To be worthy of that.
Or there's some area considered to be Kenegra Korah.
To be subject to Heter.
Right. Hilkach shayich lememar ba shetehe materas mi chudo achitzon vilefnim. So it's shayich to even talk about chudo achitzon.
Meaning if there's width, now you can distinguish front from back.
Right. But if there's no width, avalechi the havik chudas sarbo, masha kenegdo lo chashiv. Right. I guess there's no area parallel to it.
It's
kilo taking up space.
Right.
Okay. And therefore.
Einamati el mimenu vilefnim.
I mean, he's saying you can only be matir in chudo hachitzon if you can distinguish the chitzon from the pnimi. That's.
Well, I'll say you could only be matir keneged hakorah if there is a keneged hakorah.
I don't think he's saying. I just said it. You can only. He's sadly saying since.
How convenient for you.
What?
How convenient for you.
indeed. But it doesn't mean if there's width, now you can point to something and say that's actually chitzon. And use it, but if there is no width, so then the term chitzon and pnimi are ridiculous because they're overlapping. They're basically overlapping each other.
Okay, so I would counter, and I think this is a problem. For my read also, is that so let's say a lechi has no shear, right? Let's say it's kichura sarvel, but is that kichura sarvel mibachot mibafnim, right? So
I thought that was the point that if somebody doesn't have a shear, then it's always considered
mibachot.
It's always considered
mibachutz of your people,
and therefore they can't. The heter starts
right, like some enochah bo lechidusha idea.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying this al pidin, whether something is a mechitza or a heker that has or doesn't have shear, that's koveya. Whether it's we look at it from the inside or the outside, whether it's a shlim or mechitza.
Right.
But I think the bigger point in all this, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, is that the Ran, unlike other Rishonim, doesn't say lo plunk. And that's because, on some level, he's seeing for Tosis. And that's because, on some level, he conceptualized Tosis to begin with. And that's totally the Shitasa.
We could put it that way. I just sort of said that basically the principle here is that the Lech of the Korah is always Mater Kenegdo.
Okay.
The reason why Chizah distinguishes between Lachi and Korah is because there is no Kenegdo of a Lachi, because Kichura Sarbo. So you can't talk about any area of the Lachi.
So
a principle in mathematics, correct me if I'm wrong, that if you have no second dimension, right, so you can't have an area. Right? So there's no area to talk about Bein
Lachayayim. But really, you don't know if for all we know, it's.
When you say it that way, then you get to. Then you could ask that you should leave the local because in some cases there will be a physical dimension.
No, but al pidin, the matir v'lechi is only v'cholshu.
Right, so that's what I think. You just have to.
What is a lechi?
It isn't dafka kineged. It's how the matir works that the issue is.
Okay. Well, we'll revisit this one. Anybody want to make any comments on our chizda?
In terms of the, I think you're from Lenny, you're saying that really the lechi is pointed towards the inside of the mamma.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a correct assessment? I think that as opposed to saying that the korah goes down and therefore adds some room, the lechi, because it's nothing, so it's just a point at the end of the mamma.
Right.
That's right.
Really, meaning you always have a het there, l'shtamish, bein lechayayim, and tachas korah.
We just didn't find where it is.
Just bein lechayayim is always kechoras arvel, so there's no dimension to speak about of a het there.
It's a point, and therefore it's heading towards the mamma.
Right. And that's why the Ran says it doesn't matter how long your lechi actually is, because the din lechi is kechura sarvel.
It's all oriented in one direction.
It's all we did, though.
Right. Now you need some sort of second assumption. Why, given that it's kechura sarvel, that kechura sarvel is on the tzad pnimi of the lechi. Right. Maybe you should have said that the kechura sarvel is on the tzad chitzon of the lechi.
When you're saying if it doesn't have like you said, it doesn't have a second dimension, so then of course it's.
But maybe it's a one-dimensional line on the outside face of the lechi.
That's a stira, that's it.
Why is that a stira, though?
There's no outside one-dimensional line. It doesn't take up any space. It's just a brick.
Well, you could face it from the outside.
I'm not a math guy at all, but if you have a not.
I remember your couple did the square root of the. right? The Pythagorean theorem.
How long it took me to figure that out?
It's a steer. You said you Googled it. You had your wife Google it during Seder.
I did. Well, I actually Googled it until the next day to figure it out. But, I did. You can't go past. There's no past if it's not there.
But which side are we meaning, halakhically, which side are we recognizing? No, that's right. I'm reading your question.
Okay. So now we move on to the machlokas Abaye v'Rava on Daf Tesamid Aleph. So the Gemara just told us this is why this the Hemshech Gemara is pretty peculiar. The Gemara says that Rav Chisda says the hakol modin bein alachayim shasher, and then I guess Chazer v'Neir on Daf Tesamid Aleph. A daya that Bein Alechayayim is going to be mutter. Right, we have this Tani or Bzakai, Kamei Rav Yochanan, Bein Alechayayim, Taksakor, Nidon Kekarmelis, that should be Aser. Amalei Puk Tani Lebra. Rav Yochanan said, you're wrong. Am Rabbi, Mistaver Milster, Rav Yochanan, Taksakora. Rav Yochanan was only being Matir, Taksakora. But Bein Alechayayim Aser, which is fine with her, that's fine with Rav Chisda. The Rava Amar Bein L'Chayayim Nami Mutter, right, which seems to contradict Rav Chisda. And Agav is a Dian and Rishonim here. Are Rav and Abaye trying to figure out what Rav Yochanan held? Or are they just trying to tell you what they think the Din is? Meaning, Mestaver Milster Rav Yochanan, we think Rav Yochanan's right with respect to this and not that Din. Or are they trying to tell you, Mestaver Milster Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan only objected to this case? Okay.
Who says the former?
Who says that they're going with Mishis Rav Yochanan?
No, who says they're not going with
Mishis? The Chishim Yiri. And he says, because you see later on, Amino Aminola. Amino Aminola seems to be that they're giving their own suggestions.
Even though Amino Aminola is quoting Rabbi Yochanan.
The first one is. Okay. And that's the Ritva's Raya that they're going Beshitas of Yochanan. That's why they're quoting here from Yochanan. I think the second, the Raya of Abaya is not.
Well, Rav is also one of the three people who hold that Tachskar is not. The Gemara lumps Rabbi Yochanan together with Rav, so
right.
Maybe.
Right, but at least they're not bringing a raya for what Rabbi Yochanan himself held, right? And within Abaye. Either way, it's a bit of a problem because the Ritva says that fine, Abaye and Rava are giving you their own hezberim, but they felt that they wanted to interpret Rabbi Yochanan aliba to what they held in general. So basically, it comes out there. Rav Chisda tells you that kuli amal pli bein alchayim is aser, and then whether you hold like the Ritva's interpretation or the Miri's interpretation. You have that Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold that Bein Alechayayim is Aser. Okay. So how do you explain that? So we'll come back to that in a few minutes. So what's the machlokas Abaye and Rava? So the Baal HaMor is the big troublemaker in the sugya. Okay, the Rif Paskin's like Rava that Bein Alechayayim should be mutter. Okay. The Baal HaMor comes along and he says, how could that be? Abaya Paskin's Lechi is Mishum Mechitza. If it's Mishum Mechitza, then Chuda Pnimi is so same. Chuda Pnimi is so same, then Bein Alechayim should be Aser. And we know that Halacha Ke'abaya Be'yalki Gam. And Lechi Omen Me'ilav is Mishum Lechi, is because of Lechi Mishum Mechitza. So maybe the Halacha has to be like Abaya. Okay, there are so many assumptions in that Baal HaMor. It's just surprising that he just came in and gave the Rif grief for Paskining like Rava here. Right, there's really a lot of assumptions that go into this.
And he repeats it in Shabbos too.
He's in Shabbos, and he, more surprisingly, right, I say, fine, the Baal HaMor. But the Ravid in the Kasuv Sham says, oh, I said the same thing already in my Perushim to Erevin. Right, so the Ravid also seems to hold that this halacha should be like Abaye Bial Kigam, and therefore we should paskin also the Shamash Bein Alechayayim. It's just strange that the Ravid in his Hasagos on the Rambam doesn't say anything about it. He's Masig. What?
I mean, is that you're the student of Dr. Brock. Doesn't Dr. Brock think you can't be Madaiq from lack of Masagos?
Sometimes, yeah. There is a Rashba. Somebody showed me a Rashba in Masechet Shabbos where he says the tema that Ravid wasn't Mas. The Ravid is Cholik and the Ravid wasn't Masig on the Rambam.
I mean, he is Masig.
So he's
a little bit of that part.
But I mean, he's masig on a different halacha here.
Yeah, but
he's not masig. I mean, in that hasaga, he seems to admit.
He's
saying aliba to the Rambam. Even he should have known better.
I mean, I'm sure we get to this is a more local application of this here in the Ravid. Anyway, right? What does the Ravid hold about the role of Dalit Tvachim? which the Rambam.
That's what I'm saying, the Korah.
I mean, Perkid Zion Halacha Yud Aleph,
okay.
Which is where there is a Machlokas Rambam.
I think that's what you're just pointing out.
Yeah, I'm just saying there he seems to be
part of Rava. I mean, he's Masig on the Rambam, and he seems to betray that he holds like Rava on the Sugya.
Yeah, no, I know that. But right. What I'm adding also is that there's a discussion in the Mefarshim, what does the Ravid think about the. Is there a difference between Yesh Dalet or Ein Dalet? Because the Rambam assumes, like the seeming like the Rif, that there's no difference. The Ravid isn't Masig on that point. So there's a debate in the Achronim whether the Ravid, since he's not Masig on that point, agrees with that point in the Rambam or not. So I'm just saying there happens to be. It happens to be very important also conceptually to understanding what the Ravid holds. In terms of the chiluk between Korah and Lechi here.
Passing against Rava also. He was silent about, he's possibly silent at two out of three issues.
Right. So what I'm saying, one issue is, you know, that he didn't wasn't Masik here, but the other one is that he also doesn't mention that distinction, and that happens to be here, a Machlokas, Farshim, what he holds.
Okay. So the Balamor and the Ravid, and I just point again at the Balamor, doesn't even say that Mishum Mechitza and Chudva Pnimi. He just says Mishum Mechitza. Right, as if, like that first tzad in the Gemara, Alib de Rashi, that Mishum Mechitza already entails Chuda Pnimi. And here it's almost Mosim Mechaber Varaya, the Baal Amor is the one who's giving the Rif trouble, and he doesn't even tell you, oh, it's a Stira Mishum Mechitza and Chuda Pnimi. Right? He almost assumes it's obvious that once you say Mechitza is Chuda Pnimi again. And even within the other tzad, that Rava's Mishum Heker, he doesn't even express Heker Milavar. Okay, when they're shown in what position of the Baal Amor, they fill in, oh, it must be Pnimi and Milavar. Okay, but it's interesting that the Baal Amor himself.
But those were the original.
Right, but then the Gemara challenged it a line later.
So it was Bukhruch.
Right. So, especially according to Rashash, yeah. It's not even the Gemara's having, you know. Right.
The same. I don't think it's so severe.
Right. The other Rishonim suggests a different interpretation from Machlokas Abaye and Rava.
In the Rambam. It gets conceptual points for an elegant.
The Baal Amor.
Yeah.
Well, and he has the diak in the Gemara that they're Lashitasam, and where the Lashitasam
can
only be from here.
It's not coming from nowhere.
What?
It's not coming from nowhere. They're showing them all knocked down his, what would be Raya's, assuming he held that way. He has like a whole bunch of Raya's.
Right. 100%. I'm not saying he had nothing.
Not
going
to I feel.
He's coming from left field and.
I feel strong for him.
Alright. And my wife's family, they claim that they're descendants from the Baal Amor.
Yeah?
So,
the Levine, right?
And a natural resistance to sending a bomb.
And just remember that Rav Ben Hananel Ben Shmuel helped Rav Ram get that.
So the Ramban offers a different interpretation from the Machlokes, Ramban and Mochamos.
Of course, that's once the father wasn't around.
He says it could be that Lekuli Alma were dealing Mishum Heker, so everybody holds life in Mishum Heker, but kind of reviving Tosis a little bit. Abaye holds that kivan that a lechi is kechura sarvol, so then chura chiton is not nikar. Okay, whereas Rava holds, even chura chiton is nikar, even though it's kechura sarvol. Okay, so it's almost like a machlokas. Can you hold chura sarvol and still talk about nikar on chura chiton?
Could this not be the run?
Well, here it sounds like a nikar, psychological.
Right, and the run never speaks out. The reasoning behind this chiluk between wide and skinny. Just said, why you can have it outside.
So I think this is not compatible with saying that al pidin it's bechol shehu and remela even when you have a shear it's not nikar. Well, but the Ron's point is I don't have he doesn't have to rely on a look. We said we're going to come back to the Ron later after the he violated that rule. Like Chazar B'nai or Gardens working. No, I'm just kidding.
That's
the second puzzle near
to.
Remember, this
all being taken. Okay, so the Ritva has a modification on this Ramban. He says it's not so mistaver to say that machlokes is whether kichura sarvo the chiton is nikar. So what's machlokes? It's that Rava agrees to Abaya that chura chiton is not nikar. Okay, it's a big chiddush. Just that since the lechi kichura sarvo is the sof hamavoi, so. You have the Sof HaMavoy as your Heker. Okay? Meaning, usually we think of the Lechi as being the Heker itself, but here the Lechi itself is Batel to the Sof HaMavoy. So the Sof HaMavoy serves as your Heker not to walk outside. Okay? Meaning, you no longer need Heker on the Lechi. So long as you have Heker from the the features of the mavui, you're totally fine. Let me just read the lashon for a second, since it's I think it's very very surprising. The rabba sfirle de lachlufi lefashin came into besoch kostly hamavui, since it's inside the mavui. The adraba afilu tamo lechem yishem mechitza kivin the shiur b'chol shu lo chashiv lemahave makam ban pein afshe v'dino she yisbatel legabi hamavui kivin shehu besocho. Since the lechi is the end of the mavui, so lechi itself is batel to the end of the end of the mavui. It's a very, I think, a very surprising interpretation. The Rashba and the Ramban offer a third hesber.
What's so surprising about it?
You assume that the lechi itself has to be that's the end of the heker, right? Here he's saying that the lechi could rely on the sof hamavoy as the heker.
How are you presenting
your
thought
again? Time of the Abaye, right? We're worried that since it's Kechud Asar, they'll just walk outside. The Rava Svirle, the Lachlupe Lochashinan, Kivan Shehu Besoch Kosle Amavoy. You're not going to walk out, even though the Lech itself is not going to stop you, because you're inside the walls of the Mavoy. So, we're attacking a lechi mishum heker to make sure you don't walk out. But don't worry, even if the lechi doesn't accomplish that, the sofa mavoi will.
Is this kevan the result of the... Is the kevan here different than the kevan a few lines later? The kevan a few lines later is kevan shubisoko, it's lo chashiv and bottle. Is kevan different?
Well, here, the adraba that he gets to is when to say lechi mishum mechitza. Here he's saying that, look, it's Mishum Heker, it's about a Chshash Achlufe, but we're not worried about Achlufe because you're still within the walls of the Mavoi.
Isn't it because it's Lo Chashav in Batel, Kevan Shubisoko?
Yeah, what's Lo Chashav in Batel?
This area?
Right, so I don't think even there he's talking about the area, I think he's talking about the Lechi itself is considered Batel to the end of the Mavoi.
Okay, but he doesn't say that the Mavoi serves as the Heker, he's just saying... Whatever problem you have.
Right.
Right. Therefore, it's
low chashav
and
batal,
like later.
What's low chashav and batal?
No,
it's,
if it's batal, why didn't you ever chashav
echlufe? Right, so we have no chashash because you're within the walls.
Well, what's the later line? I mean,
that's within lucky mishum mechitza.
So, this is a raya to his. If this is a raya to what he's saying. Rava holds. Probably lines up the same in both, no? He's saying, by his koshes, you're going to walk out. Rava says, I'm not, kevan shehu besoch. But then brings a raya. Since you're besoch, it's batal and chashav. Yeah,
this is what we were arguing about yesterday. This is what we were arguing about yesterday. In the base matters, right?
Yes.
Right.
Sort of, but whatever, yeah.
What do we think? Right, we come back to this.
I'm not catching what you're saying.
I think maybe it should be. Can we look at the. I thought the way that things are going to now is that.
Abai says Mishim de
Shamiach. The way I thought it should be presented now is that since it's in the walls, so you have a hacker to stop you from walking out. But I thought the way it reads is Rava.
The walls are the heker.
Okay, the walls will be your heker to stop from walking out. And you won't have this problem, practically speaking.
Right.
But I thought the way you read it is Rava Sirlej with a Fufi Lokeshinon. Kevan Shubisoklas Mavi. That Kevan is a dangling Kevan, which he's going to explain later. The other Rava brings a Raya. I feel the same Alachim Mishim Mechitza, and you give me worse problems than psychology. You make a big problem of Halacha here. Kevan Shira Bakol Shu. Lo chashiv, so we have him walking down Pinache, Vedinu Shetivatel, Legavi Mavui, Kivan, Shivazova. I thought the Kivans are parallel. The same Kivan at the end is the Kivan at the beginning. Lo Chayshinan, Kivan, you have halachic mechanisms to override this would be Durabanan problem of walking out. Yeah, Lo Chayshinan, not because I disagree in psychology, or disagree in whether you're going to make this mistake, but Lo Chayshinan, psychologically, yeah, I have a problem, but I can't be chashinan, kevan shuhu, dot, 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 lo chashiv in batal, kevan shuhu sofo.
What is a bayah hold? Does a bayah hold when he's arguing that we're worried about Yachli?
Since we're in Tosos, it's irrelevant completely. He agrees to
Bittel. Right now we're in the Ritva, but...
The Ritva here is speaking out his Mahalach of
the Rav. This
Rabbi
is the Rav.
At the beginning of this session over here, he says, he brings up again this issue of the Balamor, and he says this can be kasha on the roof. Time of day, as I said earlier, depends on hacker. And then Rava says, I agree with you that it would be a problem, but what can I do? It's bottle. And then he continues, and that's how I know that by Dalad al Dalad, it is going to be Chashiv, and it won't be Bottle. They both agree the concept of Bittel. It's just that Abaye says you need a hacker, and Rava says, no, since you have Bittel, you don't have to worry about that. But nowhere that he's saying that the walls themselves are to stop you, and that psychologically Rava disagrees. It's a halakhic override.
He did this Bottle.
Yeah.
Right, you're talking about Bittel of the area. Like the Rishonim were always saying, the tour is Batel Agav Amavoy.
Yes.
Right, so I think definitely in the first line of the Ritva doesn't sound that way. He's saying it's a chash of achlufe, it's a chash of heker, but you have heker of the Kosei Amavoy. Right, that's the... And then even if you want to tell me Mishum Mechitza, I can tell you something about Bittel.
But look at the next two different maskels later. There's the next one, Makom Shein Badalad, skip that one liner. Then the next one, Motel the Nevi Shosi Yachol the Nevi Shosi Ram the Kati Balav, he brings us Rabbi Yochanan Vachol Yachliku. Pirish Rashi Zal Amo Kivin the Lohami Makom Kashuv, Kule, Hakanam, the Pivu Kashav to the Makom Avinashi, Botel Hakam Hakam Shari Kalashuna. Hodanak at Rabinu Zal, Pivu Kashav to the Makom Avinashi, Loya Sarakaka, a Lomar, Kishur is a din who the Kavan to Omibin Kosei Mavi Shu Kitzkilas Mavu. Miu, a Pivu Tame the Kashav to the Makom Avinashi, Yupnesha Botel Hakshi Mavi, Mikomakam Kavan the Lohami Makom Kashuv, Botel.
But the first
are all tied in with Botel.
Whoa, he just gave you two separate deas. That either it's not a makom bam pe nafshe, or it is. Either it's not a makom bam pe nafshe, and therefore it's tocha mavoy, or it is a makom bam pe nafshe and it's batel.
Right.
You just told me that you want to read the, and that matches up to the two kivans, which you are telling me are reiterating the same point.
Yeah, there's four.
He just gave you two separate hezbeirim in the second divrei masil.
There's four kivans. In the first one there's two.
What?
In the second one there's two. The first.
Understand what I'm asking? And
are all saying batel. And the second Torah...
You agree that the Ritva and the second Divrei Maskil is giving you two separate Hezbeirim. Either it is a Makom Bam Pei Nafshe and a Tocha Mavoy. I mean, it's not a Makom Bam Pei Nafshe and a Tocha Mavoy, first Deya. Or second Deya, it's a Makom Bam Pei Nafshe and it's Bato. Okay?
I disagree with that formulation, huh?
Of the second Divrei Maskil.
100%. He's saying, since it's Kosei Mavoy, look what I wrote earlier. It's not even a Makom Bam Pei Nafshe. What is those words?
Why? Because you're Tocha Mavoy, and I just told you that there's no chash of Shem Yachlifu when you're Tocha Mavoy.
Well, the order is, in this first Divrei Maskil, he tells you that since you're Tocha Mavoy, you're Batel. And because why? You're Lo Chashe L'Havi Makom Bam Pei Nafshe. He goes to the next Divrei Maskil and says again, Lo Chashe L'Havi Makom Bam Pei Nafshe.
But that's in his second day.
That's the second thing. It's three and four are the same, and then four is super. 2 and 3 are the same, and then 4 is super 2 and 3.
What?
You think
the first one is his rejecting. He's rejecting the Pashim Shad of Rashi. And the second one.
The second Divrei Maskil?
Yeah.
Say again?
It's the first Pashad of the second Divrei Maskil, he's kind of rereading Rashi.
I thought he was just saying, I thought he was speaking out Rashi's.
No.
Really, it's not a problem, and even if you want to say it's a problem, it's still a problem.
I thought he was also moderating Rashi to begin with. I don't think Rashi really means this is an actual Makom Patur.
Okay. That's the fugue. Okay.
No, I mean,
but I thought he's saying the first meaning.
And the second one is.
Of his kevan, there's four kevans.
Right.
I
feel
like. Meaning. One, he doesn't speak out. And three, he doesn't speak out. Right?
Can I just tell you the way I'm reading it? In the first Divrei Maskil, he says, Rava is not choshev achlufe because you're still kosei mavoy. Okay? That corresponds to what is first, that first suggestion of Rashi, which is that it's not a makom bam pei nafshe. Why? Because it's all still tocha mavoy. Then, even if you tell me that lechi mishum mechitza, Okay, i.e. and chuda pnimi, and therefore.
Now you're back to the first one, right?
Yeah. And therefore, we're magdir this as a makam bampe nafshe. Even that's not a kasha to me. Why? Because the makam turn, it's batal agav amavoy. Which is his second day.
Isn't that the bigger chiddush?
Except in two, he says lo chashiv. It's not the same thing as four. What? Two says lo chashiv makam bampe nafshe, and four he's saying even if hashavta. If two and four are not the same.
Yes, so I think that. I mean, it's a semantic question whether you want to be magdir or makam that's batal. I'll say it's a makam bifne atzmo, which is now batal, and therefore it's not a makam. By itself.
That's four, right?
That's what he's saying in the second year of Moscow.
Meaning, yeah, keep on number four.
Right.
We're like, yeah, I should adopt your language. Okay, second part of second year of Moscow.
Right.
He's saying that even if you want to tell me it's Choshev Mechavi Malkov,
it's
Batel.
Right.
That's not the same thing he says in the second part.
It is. He's saying it's Mishum Mechitza, Chuda Pnimi, it's Magir, it's a separate Malkov, and Mele, it's Batel.
In Dibur number one, Kiva number two, he's still saying it's Lo Choshev Mechavi Malkov, it's not parallel.
Yes, you could only talk about bittul of a makom bifnei atzmo, right? Here in the second half of Dira Maska number one, he's telling you the result of the bittul. So it's lo chashuv mahav makom bampei nafshe as a result. Why? Because dinah shein is batel gabe hamavo.
He's saying since. He's saying lo chashuv and therefore batel. A result. That's four in a
chanami. I don't hear that.
Since it's not chashuv, it's obviously chashuv. In the last comment of these things, in the second half of number two, he says, even if you want to tell me it is chashuv, it's still going to be chashuv. But he doesn't get to that till there. Everything until there, he's saying it's not chashuv.
Well, he doesn't say even if it's chashuv, he says even if it's mechitza. Right?
In the second, migu afilu tema de chashav to limakum avinashe, v'nei shebala hachshavav, and you call from kema de lo vimakum chashuv, it could be makum avinashe, it's not a chashuv or makum avinashe, it'll be bottle. But until then, he wasn't even entertaining it was a makom bampei nafshe.
I don't know. I guess we could debate this later also. We should do that.
Also, according to this Yom Halev, how could he then say Rava himself asr dalet al dalet? In the first, according to your first Mahalev of what Rava is trying to abide in.
Yeah.
What
very,
happens,
very simply.
And what happens dalet al dalet? Because he explains that it becomes unbottled.
So very, very, very simply.
Yeah.
That you could only jump from the lechi as the heker to the sof hamavoy as the heker if they're in close proximity. Right. So if it's pachas midalid al dalid, so then it's a natural extension to say, oh, don't worry because you're still besof the heker of the mavoy. But if they're too far separated, then you can't rely on that.
Psychologically or halakhically?
Either way.
What's the cycle? I can't rely.
What allows you to jump from using?
I might walk past it.
What allows you to jump? Yes, you might say if it's yosem dalet al dalet. So then
it's never going to be psychological.
What?
The role of dalet al dalet is never going to be psychological.
Why?
Because it's shir and makom. So it could be a mitzarev, but it's not going to be.
There's a shir and makom because the closest.
So why did they say it's alpidin? It's mitzvah.
Okay.
But then what does it have to do with what Rifa explains of not being able to bottle anymore?
If it's yosem dalet?
Yeah, only thing he ever explains about yosem dalet is that when it becomes dalet, now it becomes chashuv makom yavinashe.
And that, first of all, that could be going in lechem yishem mechitza, like his second sad, his kevon. But I'm telling you that even if it's going in the first sad, maybe he's saying the only way you could jump from using the lechi as the heker. The Kostei Amavoy as the Heker, as if they're Tof Dalet al Dalet.
But that doesn't fit, that fits his words here. Alma lo amar rabba elam yishum de kol she'im bo dal al dal lo chashav meha mokmi avin ha'chi u batal.
But that's within his Lechi Mishum Mechitza time.
It's not Mitzuruf anymore?
But I think that's within his Lechi Mishum Mechitza time.
Right, that's exactly. So where does he speak out this supposed other Mahalat? About dal al dal?
Before he tells you the Adraba afilu tema Lechi Mishum Mechitza.
Where does he speak about dal al dal? I don't see him ever talking about a different mahalach of making dalet dalet problematic.
Well, dalet dalet, this is the piece. I think dalet dalet is later. We'll come to the later.
Okay, so let's hold off on this reading of the Ritva. We could fight it. A third explanation of machlokas Abai Barava, this should be less controversial, hopefully, is put forth also by the Ramban and the Rashba. So very simply, they're both Mishum Mechitza. Machlokas is whether you hold Chuda Chitzon or Chuda Pnimi. Right. Rava is going to hold chuda chitza and therefore it's mutter, and Abai is going to hold chuda pnimi, and therefore it's aser. Okay? So all these three hesberim are assuming that the machlokas Abayin Rava is about the nature of the heter lechi or heter mavoi. Chuda pnimi, chuda chitzon, mishum mechitza, mishum heker. Okay. It's all about how we're learning the heter of the lechi and the korah. The second mahalach in the Rishonim is to really focus on the notion of bittul. Okay, really, kuli alma lo pligi, that the heter lechi or heter korah ended before the tocha lechayayim. The question is, should that makom of lechayayim be batel agav the agav mavoy? Okay. So the Ramban and the Rashba both have this suggestion explicitly. The Ran just has the sharpest formulation in characterizing what's going on. The Ran says, look, the Gemara introduced this with Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, bein lechayayim lekuli alma is aser. And now we're back within Rabbi Yochanan that maybe l'chayayim should be aser. How'd that happen? Sorry. Maybe we're back within Rabbi Yochanan that l'chayayim should be mutter, according to Rava. The Gemara just told us that l'kuli alma, according to Rav Chisda, l'kuli alma ben l'chayayim is aser. How'd that happen? So Ran says, because really, Rava will admit that ben l'chayayim is aser. He holds like Rav Chisda, ben l'chayayim is aser. Elamai, you have a chiddush that midin hilchos makom p'tur, this area is going to be batel to the mavoy. Okay, a very sharp suggestion of the Ran. So again, Rava, who holds Bein al-Chayim's mutter, agrees like Rav Chisda that Bein al-Chayim's aser, al tzdine lechi v'kora. It's just that when you invoke the dinam of Hilchos Malkum Ptur, so you have a new heter here based off Bittul. Okay, so that's how the Ran characterizes this part of the Gemara. The Ramban and the Rashba suggest to explain
what makes it a Malkum Ptur.
Oh, so we'll get to that. That's the big problem. The Ramban and the Rashba both suggest that Rava holds Mishum Mechitza, and Chudu Apnimi is so same, which the Chorah should mean Aser, but Afilo Hachi it's Shari, because the Mokom Ba'an Pei Nafshe. This becomes a Mokom in and of itself. The Rashba has a Lashon, Vigara Mi Mokom Ptur. I think it's a Toa Sofer, it must be Vigara Ki Mokom Ptur, which he says later on. Later on he says, Gara Ki Mokom Ptur, and here he says, Gara Mi Mokom Ptur. So, I don't know, we'll see maybe if he meant literally it's worse somehow than Mokom Ptur. But the simple shot would be that if anything, it's better than a Malkum Ptur.
Maybe it depends again on the connection.
So we'll see in a second. So the Meiri has a different formulation of the. So the Machlokas then is Rava holds that it's Batel Alt Malkum Ptur. And for some reason, you have to explain, La Baye, it's not Batel. Okay, what you have to explain. The Meiri in his Chidushim has a different Hezber. He holds, look, both Rava and Abaye agree that it's a Malkum Ptur. And everybody agrees that it should be Batel to one side or the other. Machlokas Abaye and Rava is to which side is it Batel. Rava holds, since the Mavoi is Chaser Dalet Mechitzos, it only has three, so the Makom Alechayayim Mitoch Greuso is Batel Agav the Rishus Arabin. Okay. Meaning because, let's say, the Rishus Ayachid here is so weak that only has Gilel Mechitzos, so Mele, we're going to Miyachis the Bein Alechayayim to the Rishus Arabin. Rava disagrees, and Rava says, no, Ho Aviyesh La Gilel Mechitzos. Since the Shisayachid has three mechitzos, it should be batel agav the Shisayachid. The Meiri and the Chidushim doesn't flesh out exactly why one prefers Gilel mechitzos over Dalet mechitzos. But it comes out according to this Meiri, and he says this. We actually have an afkamina midoraisa to the machlokas Abaye and Rabbah here. It says, according to Abaye, that it's batel agav the Rishus Arabim. So if you carry from the Rishus Arabim, to the Bein al-Chayayim, you're going to be Pater. Okay? It's about the lack of the Rishus Rabim. If you carry from the Rishus Rabim to the Bein al-Chayayim, you're going to be Pater. According to Rava, that Bein al-Chayayim is Batel to the Rishus Ayachid, if you carry from Rishus Rabim to Bein al-Chayayim, you're going to be Chayav Chatos. Okay? So it's very, very surprising that the Machlokas Abaye of Rava about Bein al-Chayayim, which is a Din Drabanan, should have a Nafka Mina Midoraisa about Chayav Chatos.
We discussed it before, but this view in Abaya is a huge chiddush because you're talking about something which is within Gilel Mechitzos.
That's the right. That's kind of
and
the
assuming that this is not one of those shitas that thinks that's an inferior or a non-Rishus Ayachid. Right. So you actually have a case for Kort Abaya where you're it's mutter to carry from inside Rishus Ayachid to Rishus Arabi.
So he never holds that it's mutter. What do you mean?
You could, meaning you don't violate Rishus Ayachid to Rishus Arabim if you go from the Bein al-Chayayim.
So presumably that's because the whole that's like Karen Zavis.
Right, so you have to say it's
for
like
some other reason. Right.
But
so
normally we
so
think
never,
those
he never
said,
he never
Rishis
says that you'd be chayav according to Abaye for going from Rishis HaYachid to Bein al Chayayim to Rishis HaRabim, but he says in the opposite way that according to Abaye you'd be putter
right.
for going from Rishis HaRabim to Bein al Chayayim.
In a way that's even more of a
case. Right. Whereas according to Rabbi you'd be chayav in that case. He doesn't say it, but Reb Simcha Zissel here says that for sure he holds that.
I mean, it's only Bato when you started with the Shasnavim.
What?
When you start in the Shasnavim, then the transfer to that Makom Patur is not significant. But if you start in Shasnavim,
they say according to Rava, you'd be Chayev.
Well, Rava's out of.
Rava's
in
Yachan,
Rava,
right.
Is it?
But according to Abaye, he's just saying you're putter. You're putter going from Rizarabim
no,
to the
Bein
al Chayayim or vice versa.
Which direction you're going from.
Yeah, it matters which direction you're going from.
With
it. I thought that's what you were saying.
Right, no.
He's just saying
no.
that if you go from Bein al Chayayim to Rishis HaYachid, you're not Chayev then.
Right, he's not willing
because
to
be
Rishis
HaRabim leading to Rishis HaRabim. That's what Simcha Zissel says?
He's not willing to Mechayev you
from Rishis HaYachid.
Correct. So
what I'm saying
is,
it's a chiddush to begin with, because where do you ever have
a
place that's within Rishis HaYachid that you're mutter to go to Rishis HaRabim from?
I mean,
and no saf lekach if you say, and you can, and it's not also to go to the rest of Rishis HaYachid either.
Well, if you think it's a real bona fide makom patur.
No, I think it's a makom.
It's a bona fide makom that's batel somewhere.
Then
what?
Yeah.
No, but if you think that, I mean, if you think that lechi is mishum mechitza, so then, and we know that on yud beis and beis that lechi mishum mechitza has a chos to oraisa. So if you think that lechi is mishum mechitza, so I could understand that it could be so same.
If there's a right, I'm saying that's why I qualified it before by saying that. Again, if you think that it's like you showed think that sometimes lechi is a chalos oraisa, then that's
I mean,
sure.
The Gemara is the fair, that's true on your base and base.
Yeah, the question is whether you really have expressions of it otherwise, and whether that's going to be the case here.
Okay.
So,
even if you still have saying that you're so same,
no, because now
because
it doesn't have dalal dalal.
Okay, we'll get to why it's why I'll be mugder as a makom patur. Why there's a strong enough reason to say it.
It's still within the mechitzas of Rishis HaYachid. That's a difference. It's a huge chiddush. Do you have the language, by the way? Of that beer?
The lefty.
I have that. I'll come back to it.
Can you say the sheets again? I just got confused. Can you say after you read the
post-chat
again? I forgot.
Yeah, that both Abaye and Rava hold that it's a makom that's batel to either one way or the other. Abaye holds that it's batel to Rishis HaRabim, and Rava holds that it's batel to Rishis HaYachid.
What's the thing?
Even though it's batel to the Rishis HaRabim, according to Abaye, he'll
if
be.
If you were carrying Rishis HaYachid, he wouldn't be
chashim.
Who said that? That he doesn't say explicitly, right?
Miri says you're putter.
Oh, he does say that.
Yeah, he says you're.
That according to Abaye, if you go into Rishis HaYachid, you're putter. That says explicitly.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said that that was a diuk of the Motzi Lar.
No, he wants to be Medai. No.
Then we don't need him. So he actually says that according to Abaye, this section is not a is a Rishis HaRabim leinian Rishis HaRabim, but not a but not a Rishis HaRabim leinian Rishis HaYachid.
Correct.
Which sounds like it's a makom patur, but so it's a makom patur within. But does he say it's makom patur within Rishis HaYachid? Why do you need to say that it's batel to Rishis HaRabim? Why did you say it's a makom patur?
Because he wants to learn that everyone agrees that this makom has to be batel somewhere. That's how he's framing the
sugya. When he says it's batel or Rishis HaRabim, does he mean linear Rishis HaRabim? Or that's just a way of saying makom patur.
I think the property he understands the property of a makom patur is that it's batel somewhere.
Okay.
That's what a makom patur is.
So
and
then
in general,
so
that's why in his skupa is motel the nevishes ram l'shezek, but it's batel l'kan l'kan. Kind of like Rashi says.
So then it's the chiddush to formulate it better, so that like you just said, is that it's a makom patur within Rishis HaYachid.
You can put it that way, which is kind of the simple pshat in Rashi also.
Yeah.
if you don't take the,
right.
the all the Rishonim's explanation away for Rashi, right?
Correct.
Thus, it's a simple pshat in Rashi. If you don't want to say it's
if you don't want to say that it's that Rashi's like the Rambam that requires Talmud Pita Smith, which is
from the Mabu into the Binyan.
No, so he doesn't want to say that. Probably because it's Karen Zavis or something.
No, you just say because it's Makom Ptur.
Or Makom Ptur.
If it's Karen Zavis. So if you really think that it's just Makom Ptur, then all you need to do is say that.
Right.
But there's one big chiddush to overcome, and that is that you can have a Makom Ptur inside of Rosh Hashayachin. Once you've said that, then the rest of it is fine.
Is there any
Nafkamina
Dereisa between
Bayrava? Abai would potter you. For carrying from let's say Rosh Hashanah into Bein Alechayayim. According to Rava, you'd be chayim. According to Bai, you'd be potter.
Wait, what? I thought you were saying it's
Makom
Ptur.
No, according to Rava, it's Batel Agav Rosh Hashanah.
According to Rava, it's Batel Agav Rosh Hashanah, but it's not a Makom Ptur. That's what I'm saying. You originally said it. That's when you have to look at the formulation. You really said that the machlokas is whether or not this thing is batel or rishus hayachid.
Right, but then he adopts a bittel to the rishus harabim side.
Right. It's not really batel rishus harabim. Is it a makom ptur?
So I'm saying that could be more because of the properties of when something's batel to rishus harabim on the border with rishus hayachid. So you have a keren zavis, which would still potter you anyway.
I mean,
it's batel to rishus harabim, but rishus harabim that borders on rishus hayachid, that area is considered to be a keren zavis anyway. So you'd never be chayim. I think I was talking to Mordechai about this.
So then that wouldn't be. Does the Meiri ever say that the Korin Tobai it's a Makom Ptur?
No. Okay.
He's just describing that in both directions it's water.
Correct. So we have two basic Mahalchim and Rishonim here. Either we're explaining the Mahalchus Bayib Rava, Mitam, the Lechi and the Korah, Chitzon or Pnimi, etc. Or we're explaining that everybody agrees about Lechi and Korah, and the question is this Makom Batel to the Rishus Hayachid or Batel to the Rishus Rabim or not Batel at all? Meaning, i.e., do we have a Makom Ptur here? Now, both of these Mahalchim have problems, and they all kind of have to be finessed. And the way that Choronim finesse them brings out a big chiddush in either side of either interpreting the Makom Ptur or in interpreting the Heter of Lechi and Korah. Okay, very briefly. So first of all, if you say it's about Mechitza or Heker, I mean it's about the Lechi or the Korah, so then why is Rava appealing to a case of Makom Ptur? Right, Rava says, Mina Aminala, that Bein Alechayayim should be Mutter, because Rabbi Yochanan on a scoop that's Pachas Midalid. Right, if you're talking about Chudu Achitzon for Rava, why is he appealing to a Heter of Makom Ptur? Okay. So the Ramban, already in the Mochamos, noticed this, and the Ramban says, maybe Rava's only asking Aliba de Abaye. I hold chudu achitzom, so I'm totally fine. But even you, Abai, who wants to say chudu apnimi, modeli that it's a makom ptur. Right, that's the Ramban's suggestion. The Gaon Yaakov has a different suggestion here. He says that look, you could say chudu achitzom, okay, or hakir milabar, but how do you know that Chazal aren't going to be gozer of achsha shema atilach lufe? I find you have a heter until the end, but we should still be choshesh. So Rava then brings a raya from the case of Makom Ptur, where the Gemara says Uvad Shelo Yachid, meaning we trust you to not be cholef on your own. So same thing over here. Really, the Lechi goes until the end, but I have to bring a raya that we're not going to institute a separate gzera of an Isser Shema Yachlif into the Rishus Harabim. Those are our two hezberim, why you could hold Mishum Lechi and still bring a raya from Makom Ptur.
What about the Hamshak of the?
I was going to say here, that since Yaakov gave me a lot of trouble about it, I'll say it only as a qualification, that if the Ritva is learning that it has to do with the Bittul HaLechi within Dalet Tfachim of the Sof HaMavoy, so then, really we're talking about the Heter Lechi. The Rava has to bring a riot to say that we could, I guess Dalet al Dalet is significant enough to make the leap from the Heter Lechi to the Heter of Kosta HaMavoy.
You can go out further. When you have a plot, you can still go past it.
I mean, within Dalet Tfachim, you still have like a wiggle room. Okay, the way I'm formulating it now, I guess, is a concession that maybe I was wrong in the Hesber of the Ritva. Okay, but that's how I thought maybe the Ritva would read it. The Lechi is really Batel to the Sof HaMavoy, but we know from Makom Ptur that Dini Bittul are only within Dalet Tfachim. Okay, that's a little more, a little complicated of a Hesber. Okay. Another problem you have if you want to say that the machlokes abaye Rava is about mechitza and heker is how do you explain Rava's answer to abaye matza minas mino v'neir at the end of the Gemara, right? We're saying, look, the mavoi ends at the sofa lechi or the sofa korah. That's the mechitza. That's the clear heter. So then why should it be tolya? Whether it's samuch to a karmelist or samuch to a rishis rabin, it should have an absolute chila. So the Chazon Ish in Simen. This is explicated by the Ran. One, it's also explicated by the Chidush Meiri b'shem Rabbeinu Meshulam. I think Rabbeinu Meshulam is like early Chachmei Provence.
Yeah,
right.
Probably the
Ram B, Meshulam Bar Yaakov, or Meshulam Ben Yosef. So he just says, I don't understand. Basically, the Chidush Meiri quotes somebody who had the Hezbar of the Baal Amor, and Rabbeinu Meshulam says that can never work, because if you're going to hold that it's Mishum Heker, Rav will be Mishum Heker, then why in the world should there be a distinction between Heker Lekarmelis and Heker to Rishis Rabin?
Does he ask the question also if you hold Chitza?
No, because the answer Rava is only, according to the Baal Amor, Rava only is holding Mishum Heker.
Right.
So then his distinction
actually,
of Karmelis and...
Because it's probably easier to answer, I don't know what you think, but it's probably easier to answer this question from a Heker point of view than it is from a Chitza.
Like a Ben Yonasan.
Yeah,
because psychological,
or even other ways, but right.
Huh.
Meaning the Ran's question is: if you hold chubel chitzon,
then why would you distinguish?
Then why would you?
Right. That's a parallel question to the Rabbeinu Meshulam.
The Rabbeinu Meshulam on the heker, I think it's even a stronger question.
From the mechitza side, or
from the mechitza side is a stronger question.
Yeah, because it's
a real
mechitza.
So why do you
right.
care what it's coming up?
Right. You say a heker by definition is more fluid.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I would think. So
the problem is that some people want to say, maybe even the Maskana, the Ravid wants to say that we're indifferent to Psuach HaKarmelis and Psuach to Rishis HaRabim for Korah,
right,
but not for Lechi. I mean, for
but
Lechi,
even
the
Ramban says that.
You mean the other way around?
Now, for Lechi, we care whether it's Psuach.
Okay, yeah.
For Korah, we don't care.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So
that's
why is that? Right. So
but that's also the Ramban.
Right. So usually, though, it's more
in Shabbos.
Oh.
Here, I don't think he says it one way or another.
Could be.
But where do you have that Bar Ramban on Shabbos?
And that test.
Test, there the Ramban says explicitly that if you had a Korah, it would not matter whether or not you're facing Karmelis or Rishis HaRabim.
Right. Which is what
the
Ravid holds.
Right.
Right.
But the Rajba here.
So I saw some Hezberim who say, oh, that's because.
Like the Rambam Lashitaso,
right.
You would think. Right? But it's interesting that the Rajba holding the Ramban here, correct?
At the Maskana.
That even that Rav is even
Yosem Midalad.
Yosem Midalad and Svidin Chudo Achitza.
I couldn't pin down if the Rashba says Chudo Achitza.
Put it this way. But it's the Rashba definitely agrees with the Ramban about Rava, about the Dalad, that even Samala Midalad, right?
Right. Rechava Midalad.
What?
Right.
Rechava Midalad. And yet he and therefore it's very sensible that he likes the Rambam, right?
The Rashba. Yeah, so he says. He even says that.
He says I like
explicitly.
The Rambam.
He's like I'm forced into the Rambam because of Dalal Dalal.
Correct. So I'm just pointing out that even though this is the Rashba embracing the Ramban. In the reading of the Gemara, at least,
yeah.
That the Ramban himself holds like the right.
Okay, it could be. I don't know. I didn't look at Ramban carefully enough on Daf Tes and Shabbos.
Yeah, that's explicit.
Okay. That's bad because all the Biurim.
No, I don't think it's bad in the end, but I think it means you need to make some Chilukim. But, right.
Okay.
I'm just like,
I was
going to
say, man, what were you going to say?
Well, like the Kilas Yaakov. You're about to say, I don't know. You're about to say the Kilas Yaakov?
Not about, but.
Okay.
Almost.
Well, I'm just saying, keep that in mind. The Ramban has to be in the Ramban somehow. In other words, for the Ramban, chudo hachitzon is of a lechi seems to be inferior to the mechitza of Korah.
Okay.
Now, again, as a phenomenon, I think that also there are other examples of that.
Right.
But either way, let's see what you didn't.
I was going to say that I thought some Achronim were saying it could be just a misperception that the Ravid makes sense in was it Yudzayin at Aleph?
Yeah.
Because if it's Mishum Heker, then there's no reason to Mechalik. which is kind of like the Rabbeinu Meshulam. Right, which is like the Rabbeinu Meshulam Sora, not that Mechitza is the stronger.
What is the
I don't know why they're assuming, unless they're assuming that the right Vitzel Shitas on the Kosov of Sham, that he paskins like the Balamor, in which case, Lechi Mishim Mechitza and Korah Mishim Heker.
I don't know. I think the rush.
I didn't have a strong intuition which one is more impervious to Carmelis versus Rosh Hashanah.
Oh really?
I didn't have a strong
a virtual physical barrier.
That's why.
Because yeah, 100%.
If you think that the Malkum is the real Malkum Couture, so then presumably a Malkum Couture can only be created if you hold that it's Midid Mechitza. So then the Malkum Couture is...
So let's say, I'm going to quote in a minute and then I'm going to wrap up. But we'll say, I think there are some Rishonim who would hold, even if you're not going Mishum Mechitza, you still have something that created a Malkum Couture there. You're motivated by, because what individuates this from the Mavoi?
Yes.
So it has to be a Chuda Pnimi, which knocks it off. Right. We were speaking about this last night, right? That the Rashba always introduces that side when he talks about Chuda Pnimi Midin Mechitza. And he says, oh, so maybe it's a separate Malkum. But we're not sure if that's the only side you need it in, or that's the only side that's possible. Okay, so let me just move forward here a little bit. So the first question was, if it's Midin Mechitza or Heker, then why are we being Raya from Malkum Tour? The second question, or second problem for this approach, is again, if it's why matzah min esmino v'neir, if it's mishum mechitzar heker, and then I guess we have this sub question, which one's more mistaver? That should be a problem, mechitzar or mishum heker. The Ran asking it mishum mechitza, and we have the Ran asking and the Yerushim Yiri B'Shem Rabbeinu Meshulam asking it mitam heker. So the Chazon Ish in Siman Samech Vav Sif Dalid has a suggestion that maybe when it's pasuach l'karmelis, so then we'll say chudo ha pnimi sosem. Well, when it's pasuach to rishis rabim, so then we say chudo achitzon sosem. Very strange, right? So it seems to be a big chiddush that the din mechitza of a lechi, whether it's chudo achitzon or chudo pnimi, should be totally on what it's meeting up against on the outside. Right? So it's almost like if it conflicts with the rishis rabim, then we push it back and we say chudo achitzon is sosem. If it's against the Carmelist, then kind of like it's like in the Kabbalah Chidusha, and it like creeps in, and it's Chuda Pnimi. Maybe this is kind of, this touches on what we mentioned earlier, is that, and I think Ariel was, we were discussing this, that kind of there's like this blurred line between Mishum Heker and Mishum Mechitza even. Right? It's Lekuyama, you need both elements. Right? And in a certain sense, like maybe like it's when you're up against a Rosh Hasharabim, so that like changes, I guess, the perception of the mechitza. But I don't have a good hesber why that should work. How do you say it?
Saying in terms of how heker elements affect the mechitza elements. Yeah, that's
right. It's a clearer heker against the Rosh Hasharabim, maybe. So then, let's say chudu achitzon is those things.
You don't really, Rashi over and over and over again, the after, right, it keeps repeating, you only need this heter at all when it's on the Shasarab.
Right.
So it seems to be not true. So Elonai makes these things in and how they're going to work differently.
How?
Yeah, Elonai will need it when it's on the Carmel, it'll just work.
Right. Means like it's separate din lechi.
I think it's you're hinting at it.
Right.
Fourth.
Okay. So I think we still have to flesh out the mechanics.
He's saying it's not just two lechis, it's two mothers. Well, it's a kind of thing. All the rashes that you're quoting are about describing the whole takan itself, not just how the lechi is. The same much bigger idea.
I mean, the Sokha Mavoi is defined differently.
He's saying that the whole takan, like the mission dot base, like Rashi says, is only shaykh when it's open when she's around. And that's all much like his lechi, which should be pizza, and then if it's open the kamala, it's a different dude.
Different dude, right. It's like there are two takanos.
I don't, Rashi's very strange.
Right.
Over and over again.
Right. From the Chazon Ish, it just sounds like there's one din, and like it's going to be totally whether it's meeting up against Carmelis or Shasrab, and that's the dictate.
Just to go back to what I was trying to say with the Rambam before, is that also depends on the level of virtuality or Alpidin more real Achitza. And that same thing may be true in the world of Hekka.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, again, for the Ramban, there is whether it's the difference between Heker and mechitza or how strong, like a pitikra, associate kind of mechitza versus something
right.
less.
Right.
I mean, just to take a step back, so like the Gemara says later on that it talks about Beis Shammai and Rabbi Eliezer, etc. Right, the Gemara once says, oh, according to Beis Shammai, you need a lechi and a korah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you need maybe a lechi, a korah, or two lechis and a korah. And at one point the Gemara says, because it says that it's a stima, right? It's not a stima unless you have all three. Meaning, like, how virtual is the each one? Or
maybe that will depend on which case we're...
The more we have a like real objective, or even an alpidinim, a more real mechitza, the more you don't care what it's facing. And the more you're kind of acknowledging that this is just an alpidin mechitza, and it, you know, isn't really treated as if it's really...
The more virtual it is.
The more virtual
the more
it is, the more what it is that it's competing
what
with
it has
matters.
To accomplish.
I think that's the pshat in the Ramban, I mean, between Bechamos here and Bechamos there. And I think that's also the pshat in, whether we apply it to the source of Pesach, whether you apply it to, you know, those kind of things.
Right.
I think
the Pesach will be more, definitely less virtual than
right.
the Lechi or the Korah.
So I think some of the Achronim say that
there you wouldn't be
Mechal. Everybody would agree that you, maybe even
or like the Rashba,
even the Rambam maybe, right,
or like the Rashbam Pitikra. Right.
When you have a
Dalit
Tvachet.
Right. So then Mekuliyama doesn't matter whether it's
because he says that. Even though the Rashba here holds like the Rambam, right? Even even Korah, he does think that if you have a Korah of Dal and Tvachim, that's the one in the Avodas HaKodesh.
Parallel to the Tosafot Pesach question.
Right.
Even more bona fide mechitza.
And the Ramban says that's the difference between Korah and Lachim.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Ramban
says. Okay. Yep. So I guess the upshot of this Chazanish is simply that how we're going to look at the Lachim will gufa depend on what it's juxtaposed to.
Right.
I thought this was a little bit parallel to the Ritva, that sometimes you could even jump from the Lechi to the Sofa Mavoy as the Heker, which is a bigger Chiddush. And the Chazanish is just saying that sometimes you're going to switch between Chuda Chitza and Chuda Pnimi. Kind of that how we look at the Matir will depend on the circumstance. The Kilos Yaakov has a different Hezber and Siman Dalet, and that parallels something. He doesn't quote the Chiddush Amiri, but the Chiddush Amiri says it explicitly, that the reason why we'll say Matzah Minas Mino B'Neir, even though it's Mishum Mechitza or Heker, is simply because of Gzeir of Shema Yachlif. Right? Meaning, Matzah Minas Mino V'Neir is not that the Rishus came back alive. It's really Matzah Minas Mino V'Neir that someone psychologically, and Rabbi Yonasan has his Hezber, Matzah Minas Mino V'Neir, somebody walks close to the Lechi, they see it's only a Karmelis on the outside, a Karmelis is very similar to the Heter Mavui, so psychologically it's Neir to you that you could just walk back through the Mechitza. Okay, so that's how you'll. So if you basically you reinterpret Matzah Minas Mino V'Neir as a psychological stipulation, and then you could explain why it impacts the even Mishum Mechitza or Mishum Heker. Okay? So that's explicit in the Chiddush Amiri. On the other side of things, we have the question that if the Heter, so that was all about if the Heter is Mishum Lechi or Korah, Mishum Mechitza or Heker, why are we bringing proofs from Makom Ptur? On the other side of the coin, we have Mordechai's question that if it's about Makom Ptur, then two things. Why are the Ramban and the Rif Matir even Yoser Midalid, which is what the Rif seems to say, and the Ramban's Midayik in the Rif? Right? We know Malkum Ptur and the case that Rava invokes in Rabbi Yochanan is the case that's Pchusa Midalid Al Dalid. Right? So if the Makar of Malkum Ptur is Pchusa Midalid Dalid, how over here we could be Matir even Rochava Midalid? Right? It's Midin Malkum Ptur. The Ran himself actually says, Kamash Malan against the Rif. Kamash Malan, that the Heter could only be, remember, the Ran himself said it's Midin Malkum Ptur. That's how you explain how Rava agrees to Rav Chisda. Right? Rava holds Bel Chayim is Aser, Elamai, Malkum Ptur. So since it's Malkum Ptur, it has to be Pchusa Midal. Okay, this is the Ran and the Chidushim. But if you don't want to say, but if the Rishonim would disagree with the Ran, like the Rif and the Ramban, Sarachi, and how they could, say it's Midin Malkum Ptur. The Karen Ora has a Chiddush. He has a similar Hezber to the Meiri, okay, that really everybody agrees that we're dealing with a Makom Ptur here. The question is, which way is this Makom Badel? Because he just says this, I'll read you the Lashon, because... V'afshar Od, Tilurava Bein Alechayayim Badel Hu. Okay, so it's Midin Bittel. Afilu Rochav Dalet, Kivan Demin Echad Hu Im HaMavoy. The loba inon ain bo dalad dalad el b'makom p'tur shehu reshus b'fnei atzmo. Okay, this foreshadows the next thing we're going to talk about. But the point is, you only need p'chusta midalad al dalad when you want to speak about a makom p'tur that's sui generis. Right, it's a makom p'tur and it retains its identity as a makom p'tur. But and this was what we were discussing in the chvishim yiri. When you're talking about a makom p'tur le'inyan being mevutol, either to the reshus rabim or le'inyan being mevutol to the mavoi, so then you don't need p'chusta midalad. So there are two dinim in Malkum Ptur. There's Malkum Ptur that retains the status as Malkum Ptur, and there's Malkum Ptur l'inyan that is batel to another Rishos. If you're talking about the second category, then you don't need p'chus midal. That's a big chiddush of the Karen Ori.
So how does that fit in with the question whether or not the sug is really Malkum Ptur?
Okay, so that's the next thing I'm going to discuss, and then I'll wrap up.
Do we have any indications other than this sugya?
They could have Makom Ptur that's Yosur Midalid, or that there's that you could have two dinim of Makom Ptur.
These two dinim of Makom Ptur. I mean, we have ideas of Makom Ptur Yosur Midalid, like if it's Nebome Asara or something like that.
Right, Midrabanon. I mean, we're talking about the Midaraisa. You have Makom Ptur Karmelis, right?
Yes.
Which is Yosur Midalid. But Midrabanon, do you have Makom Ptur that's Yosur Midalid?
No, I'm asking more about this type. These two types of Makom
Ptur. Of L'inyan Bittul and L'inyan.
Rashi understands the
Yisod Makom
Ptur is that it's
Bavol Makom. Right. I don't know. I wouldn't, even though I learned Shabbos a few years ago, I don't remember if they were good paradigms.
You were learning more about Hotzalas than Shuvah.
Like on Daf Tes, you have a little bit of Skupa, but that's really our Sugya still.
Yeah.
Right? That's kind of the question. I don't, off the top of my head, I can't tell you.
You have this kind of overlook for Tes and Bez and the Tosas by Al Aksal. He's asking why he's not considered just around him. To the end, he says, since Lo Boki Rabin there, because it's hard to get around, it's possible to the moment, even though it's Dal and Dal.
I forgot this Vidal. Another case of Bittul.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at those cases. Okay. So that's one question. How do you have a Malkum Ptur Yosur Midalid? And the Ran says you can't. The Karen Ur says, no, here it's a special Din Malkum Ptur of Bittul. The second question is, which is what Mordechai was really pressing, why in the world is this even considered to be a Malkum Ptur? Right here, it's tocha mavoi, right? It's within the gil mechitzos. So why should this be nidon as a separate area? Right? What individuates it from the mavoi? Okay. I'll just point out this kind of reflects itself in the Shakavitarya, where Rava seems to agree that the case of his skupa, which was the makor for his din, is the case of the malam migimel. Right. So there you're saying it's a makom ptur because it's pachus midalid and the malam migimel. Here it's on par with the rest of the rishos. And yet, we're still considering it to be a Malkum Ptur. Okay, so those are two parallel questions. So I think this fundamental question and the suggestion of the Karen Ora, that whether you can speak of two different kinds of Malkum Ptur, comes up in our Shakavitari here on Daf Tesamid Aleph, especially within the Shita of Rashi. Okay, Rashi has seemed to suggest that the area of Beinu L'Chayayim should be Batel L'Kanu L'Kan. Right? It's Rashi, four lines before they get wide. Uvilvad Shele Yachlifu. Delo Lemur Dekamayel Mirshis Harab Shes Hayachid. Velasi L'Mishri Hotza B'Shabes. Uvein L'Chayayim Nami. Afilu Choshvis Le'Mokam B'Fnei Atzma Batel L'Hachal L'Hacha B'Shari. Right? So, even, this is what the Ritva was being medayik from, the Rashi already seems to be hedging. What do you mean? Afilu choshvis le'malchum b'fnei atzmo, right? Who's he even talking to, right? So Rashi seems to already imply that there are two ways of interpreting this case. Either we're saying that it's not a malchum b'fnei atzmo, in which case it should be mutter, which is what the Ritva is suggesting, meaning it should be part of the mavoi and mutter, or it is a malchum b'fnei atzmo, but we can invoke a din bittul l'hacha l'hacha, i.e. malchum p'tur. So the Rashi here is already telling you there are two ways of reading the sugya. Either the latter way of Malkum Ptur, or that it's not a Malkum Bifnei Atzmo, in which case Kushim Eikar Alas, so of course it's going to be Mutter. The Shita of Rashi, if you take it at face value, Rashi seems to be saying that it'll be Mutter Midaraisa, Hain Libnei Rishis Hayachid to go into Bein Lechayayim, Hain for the Bnei Rishis Rabim to go into Bein Lechayim, and here the Rishonim all say, how can this be? Some Rishonim try to invoke the Gemara on Sadi Dalid. That maybe Meikara, it's not really a Rishis HaYachid, because only a Gilim Mechitzos, and it's Pruksa to Rishis HaRabim, okay, so which is a way of Lav Dafking the Chiddush and Rashi. Or, the Rishonim suggest. Okay, we'll flesh that in 1 second. So Rashi seems to be assuming here that it's some sort of Makom Patur, possibly. Patur Yulakan Yulakan. So why should it be considered a Makom Patur? So the Rashba always suggests that since, if you'll say Chuda Pnimi Sosem, so then this area becomes a Makom Bifnei Atzma. And here he has two Lashonos, whether it's Garua Kim Makom Patur or Garua Mi Makom Patur. Okay, so I thought that maybe the two Lashonos there, even though he kind of uses them interchangeably, touches on the question whether we're actually invoking Makom Patur here, like Rashi seems to imply, that it's Mutter Lakan or Lakan, or we're invoking like the Karanora's Din Bittel, in which case it's really Garua Mi Makom Patur, because a Makom Patur at least is a Makom Patur and it retains its status Bifnei Atzma. Here it's Garua Mi Makom Patur because it's Batel Lakan or Lakan. I mean, it could actually be Batel to one side of the Rishio. So maybe that's the...
Could you say it's the other way though? The Migar or Mimakum is not as good because it's only one direction, not two?
But you're talking Gara in terms of like how malleable it is, right? I'm saying Gara in terms of like its independent status. Look at it that way. So the Rashba, and I think this is Mordechai, this is what you were saying, is that the reason why it becomes a Makom Patur is because you're saying Chuda Pnimi.
Yeah, and Lachi Mishum Mechitza.
So now it's really it's three Mechitzos, Pchusa Midalid, now it's a Makom Pnei Atzma. Right? So the Chor, that only works if you're talking Pchusa Midalid. Right?
Yes.
Not within the Ramban's Hezber of the Rif that it should be even Yosef Midal.
And Rashi.
Yeah, but that would be a very sharp way of explaining why it's a Makom Patur. Right?
And
it's
not
what?
And not
the Rashba, the Maskana either. Right? It's Mamish individuated based off of
this is why I was Miskasha with the other opponents.
Right. The Ritva, I think, has a fantastic Hezber for this. And this slips it in. Miwa Filu Tema. Oh, this is our second Dira Maskil. Afilu tema dechashvish le'makom b'fnei at b'an pei nafsha mipnei sheba l'hachshir ha'mavoy. Like, why should it be considered a separate area? Because it's coming to be machshir the mavoy. So it's like a teleological explanation. That because this is coming as the machshir, so it can't be part of the heter itself. Or at least it has to have some independent status of its own.
Gives it a kalos status.
Right. And I'm pretty sure he says this a second time as well. So he's not invoking, let's say, Dine Mechitza of Chudu Apnimi. He's just saying some teleology of its purpose being a Machshir individuates it.
How does this work?
He doesn't tell us.
I understand
that. Right. I don't know. I'm not sure. But I think descriptively, he's just, the real question is, why is this Nidon as a Makom Bifnei Atzmo? And he's saying it has a different purpose. Right? So I guess that chalos of being a matir is enough to create its separate status.
Is this Doreis or Dirabanan?
I don't know. Not sure.
But it also relates to what you talked about before a little bit, in the sense that when you were talking about the Rach and Shmuel, in other words, to what extent is the Lech, is the matir
to be part of the actual Mavoi.
He's like kind of saying it has to be something that's a different chalos. That's what gives it the status of the chalos.
Right. Because I hear he's saying it's batel, it's a different chalos, and then it's batel to the...
Right.
I mean, so it's not that it has to be, a different chalos and retain its separate chalos, it's a
right.
different chalos, and now it's batel
right.
to the...
Yeah.
Right. Right, so, yeah.
It wouldn't have to be a deraisa if you're using to explain Rashi, if Rashi's using it as a... Batel Lakan Lakan,
really
being serious.
Right, and this is before he explains Tzadi Dalet, right? This is before he says, because Chatzar Shenifrat's to Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's before he asks the kasha. So
right.
Assuming you take Rashi that it really means it's a real Makom Patur.
I thought that original line though was that he wasn't taking it.
He's being Bendayek in Rashi. Why Rashi is a filu chashvish le'makom b'fnei atzmo, and that Rashi's hedging that it could be that this is just part of the mavoi.
And that's
or
why it's supposed to look out of kind.
What?
It's the own makom b'fnei atzmo, and that's why it'll be what lakan. Once it's a makom that's too small, so you can be about to look out of lakan, it'll be a makom tour. And the Balitel says, ask for weight, it has three walls. And then he has to either answer Rashi based on Gemara and Tzadi Dalet, or Mishnah and Tzadi Dalet, or he says maybe Rashi also holds like the Riva.
Right.
But
if you're saying that first.
If the first time he's presumably taking Rashi face value the way the Balitel says asked on Rashi, and he's assuming the Kana Lakan is literal, and he's saying that's the pshat is that which gets the makom on the Torah level.
Right, it's a big hit. I mean, Torah, because it's the matir, because the matir midrabanan, So it has a...
I'm not saying I have a hesber for it. It's just,
right.
Yeah, if
so
it's
then
at
that
point
that
in the ritual...
I wouldn't be satisfied with the... I mean, I personally don't feel that I understand this rhyme.
Even the ritual doesn't take that line seriously, though. Like, he thinks he's coming to say that rhyme is not really anybody's shita. It's like, you just want to bother me and tell me it's makom yavshe.
And that's Rashi's line. Rashi's line is a
figure. Right. Filu is not going to come to be the anchor sheet like Rashi. So yeah, Filu, you can call it Makom Yashar. Rashi's like, you don't even want to bother me and tell me it's Makom Yashar if it's coming to Matir, still it's going to be Batal. But the, and then that Svara is going to be the reason Rashi is in that Batal and Kanon Khan is in that line still.
Yeah.
Okay.
Filu Chashte Makom Yashar and Batal
Hakol Hakol. This isn't
just
Rashi speaking, meaning this is Rashi. This is Rashi saying this is what Abaye is saying. So, meaning Abaye may not hold of like one of them as the Eger Shita, but
what? This is within Abaye. This is within Rava. This is within Rava's Raya from Rabbi Yochanan of Iskupa.
No, if you use
right?
Those explanation, then you wouldn't need to say that you're thinking about Afilu. About Afilu meaning even if it's saying nothing.
Okay, fine. I got it backwards.
Okay. A third Hezber. Okay, why this is a Malkum Patur. Okay. It's a bit of a chap. And then maybe you'll say, like the Rishonim will hold that the Din Mavoi without a Heter is what? Some Rishonim say it's a Karmelis, right? Like we mentioned in the first Chaburas. Right? Like the Tur has this Thea and Beis Yosef, maybe the Rambam holds this way. So a Mavoi without a Heter Lechir Korah is a Karmelis. So now we have a question about Beina L'chayayim. So that's the area. It doesn't necessarily have the Heter Mavoi, the Heter Lechi. So it's a Karmelis. But a Karmelis, Pchusa Midalid, is really just a Malkum Ptur. So maybe here you get a Malkum Ptur simply by finessing what is a Mavoi without a Heter. Right, so we're saying, let's say, Chuda Pnimi Sosim or Heker Milagav. So the area of the Lechi is outside of the Mavoi. It's in the Mavoi, but not within the Heter Lechi of the Mavoi. So Mela Chazar Dino, that is a Karmelis. But a Karmelis, Pchus Midalid, is a Malkum Ptur. That's my chap to suggest why I have a Malkum Ptur here. And it's different than the other Hezbeim. The other Hezbeim are saying why it's a Malkum Ptur al Tzmechitzas or al Teleology. You're saying it's a Malkum Ptur almost by coincidence. It's a felicitous Malkum Ptur just because it's Karmelis and the area happens to be Pchus Midalid.
Not part of the
Karmelis. Why?
Because it's
but why can you give the same Hezber that? Because it's the Matir. Like, why can't you say like the Ritva to explain that?
You don't need it,
but you could say, you could have said like the Rashi Chudu Apnimi.
Once you say the Rashi, it's already coming out of treating his area not as much as the effort, so then it's easier to say what you're saying.
Yeah, it's easier to say, but I think you still could have, I don't think there's any Hezber to say, because you still could have used the Rashi or the Ritva to explain. Rashi has the Hezber within Rashi.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm just saying that. I think it's like a sharper way of bringing out why it's a Malkum Ptur. The Chiddush is that usually we say the opposite. We'll say that a Malkum Ptur that's Rechava Midalid is a Karmelis. Here we're saying that it starts off as a Karmelis and a Karmelis Pchusa Midalid becomes a Malkum Ptur. There are Lishonos, the Ravya in Hilchos Dalav Rishios to Shabbos, in Shabbos, he has, when he's going through the Rishios, he says he starts off as a Karmelis, and a Karmelis Chusa Midalid is a Malkum Ptur. It's almost like you take the Karmelis as the fundamental thing, and the Malkum Ptur is a derivative of Karmelis.
The other irony is that, so I thought you were getting to this, I'm not sure, is that the people who are likely to think that Tocha Mavui is a Karmelis to begin with are still the people who are more likely to think that it's you sometimes the Talib or Shuyos when you're facing Rosh Hashanah.
Mechitzas. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, I thought that's what you were kind of getting at. Would overlap with what you said.
Right.
Right? So, but once you hold that way, then, you know, you might as well just think Rashi. That's if you really felt that way, then you didn't. need, then you could accept Rashi Kipshuta. So you have to find people who hold that, that right. It really is a karmelis, right? And yet.
But we're saying here, no, we're saying
that. You're saying Kiddush that it's a karmelis?
Well, it's a mabul without a heter is
right.
Always a karmelis. But here we're saying it's a chuda pnimi or heker melgav. Right.
I'm saying
the
reason
so
the
makom beyond that
heter
is a karmelis. It's still
right.
A karmelis.
Right.
But this assumes, like that sad within Reb Shmuel ben Chanan ben Shmuel, that you're still talking within the mavoi. Because
mm-hmm.
If you say the mavoi ends at Chudu
right.
Apnimi, so then you can't talk about it still being a karmelis.
Right.
Right.
Well, actually, then, and what about outside of the lechis then?
Oh, that further outside.
Within the
further outside the lechi.
I think you mentioned to me that's a lot.
The Gon Yaakov. Right. I mean, that'll
yeah.
Work, but I don't know if that'll...
That'll work if it's midin Malkom Petur.
Malkom Petur in which sense, though? I mean, it should work according to everybody.
It should
Malkom
work.
Petur.
If the reason, the real reason that is because of Malkom Petur, then even if the lechi's a little indented, as long as you're still within the...
Does it work
area.
According to everybody, Malkom Petur? I mean,
right.
Against the lechi, tzarech, chura, chitzon,
right,
that approach. Yeah. Okay.
This far is obviously a rabban.
What?
This meaning that the reason it's malchum tur is because it's a karmelis, but a karmelis.
Well, it's all malchum tur midaraisa. It's all malchum tur midaraisa. The question is, how do we
why
get?
Why is malchum tur midaraisa?
We're saying it's a karmelis. I'm assuming a karmelis is malchum tur midaraisa.
It is.
Or, but we're meaning mavoi mafuser tikkun is a karmelis, but that again, assuming that unless you're saying that we're assuming like for mafitzos.
Well, that's
what he said.
Right. Okay. Okay. So now, just to flesh out this question a little further, i.e., are we dealing with some new din of bittul, like that second stage of the Karen Ora, that second level of Malkom Petur, or just a regular Malkom Petur? So a good way to see this is just to see how the Rishonim flesh out Shitas Rashi over here. Okay. So Rashi we said is bittul kan rukan. So some Rishonim say how could it be? So maybe he's holding Tzadi Dalid. But Rishonim who want to retain Rashi, like the Gemara Daf Tes, without appealing to Tzadi Dalid, so how do you explain that it should be Batel? Okay, or how do you interpret away Rashi that it's only Batel to the Mavoi and not Batel to the Bnei Rishus Arabim? Okay, so the Rishonim here suggest, and this already appears in Tosafot Bein Peretz, that Rashi just meant that this area is a makom tour that's misbatel lukan lukan. In general, a makom tour is misbatel lukan lukan. Over here, it's eno yachal his batel to the rishus arabim, right? Because it's not a rishus arabim. So mikamakom lachal apachus is batel rishus ayachid. Right? So it's pretty clear that we're dealing with a bittel to one side. Right? So that's like a special din in this kind of makom tour. It's not batel to shnei pesadim. Why would it only be batel to one side? The Tosafot Bein Peretz doesn't flesh out why. So the Chishim Yuri here is a big Chiddush. He says, since the Lechi is it's Avid Biyadayim, or he says, Mishum Desamchi Alayu Lach Shurei Mavoi Lahashlim Dalet Mechitzos, Lo Shayach Delevatel El Lamashe Roy Lehiz Batel Etzlo. And since you built the Lechi here in order to be Matir, the Mavoi, so Mamelo, the Makom Alechi is going to be more Shayach to the Tzad Pnim. Okay, it's a very interesting Hasbara. Right? It's another like the Ritva in the sense of teleology, but not to explain why it's a Malkom Petur, but just to explain why it's Batel Tzad Pnim. Okay? That's like a riot to this idea of the purpose of the place. The Rashba has a different Hezber. The Rashba here says that it's Batel Lemavoi, Kivin the Mutel Heshtami Shimu Dvar Torah, which is, I think, a clearer Hezber. Since really it's, I guess it's a Rosh Midaraisa, it's a Rosh Hashayachid, so it's more Shayach to the Rosh Hashayachid Bifnim. Like the Shem Rishus is more similar.
So that was the Rashba?
That was the Rashba. Yeah. The Karen Ora, which I read a minute ago, said that it's Dome Yoser Lemakom Hamavoy, because it's also Mukaf Mechitzos. Right? Which is not as the same as the, probably the same as the Rashba. Okay. The Ritva has a strange Lashon. He says, look, really, the Rashi's right. It's Bata Lahacha Lahacha, but since it's inside the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so it's also for the Bnei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to use. Okay, which is very strange. The other Rishonim are saying, no, it's only Batel to the Mavoi. It's It's only batel to one side. Right here we're saying that really it's batel l'hachlu l'hacha, but the heter shimush is only for the b'nei. So it sounds like you have two dinim here at the same time.
Where is the root of the sayings?
The end of Dior Maschil Mutter. The Afshar Sha'af Rashi, not Rafi Kamar, Kimidul Havabe Dalit Fachim, Batil Hacha Vehacha, Midin Miyuta, so it's Batil Hacha Vehacha, Midin Miyuta, Vishari Lubnebir Shusayachid, so it's Batil to both Sodom, it's only Mutter Pneir Shusayachid, why? The Ilu Lubnebir Shusarabim, Taima Achrina, Ikalimesar, Mishum Shahu Besoch Shusayachid. So it's such a strange chilak, okay, what does that mean? It's Batil Lakan Ulakan. But because it's inside Rosh Hashanah, the Heter Shemesh is only for the B'nai Rosh Hashanah. Well, no, the Rashba is saying it's only Batel Tzad Pnim because that's what it's Domeh to.
I thought the Rashba was saying you put Tzad Pnim.
No, that's the Rashba's initial Kasha. Right? You're violating Otzad Deraisa. And just, no, she didn't mean it. Rashi didn't mean Batel Kan Lakan. He meant Mokum Tur in general is Batel Kan Lakan. Here it's only Batel Tzad Pnim.
I thought he was saying Rashi. The Kanalakan is like technically it's Kanalakan, but there's a taitika reason you can't carry into it because it's
going to be. I'm saying that the Rashba is not the Rashba saying, I thought that it's only Batel
to
Rosh Hashayachid.
But practically,
it's still Kabahin.
No, not in terms of Heter Shimosh, but like where is this Makom? This is Shaykh to Rosh Hashayachid. And the Ritva is saying, no, it's Shaykh, the Makom is Shaykh to both. But the Heter Shimosh is only for the B'nai Rosh Hashayachid because inside. So I think that. I get to flesh out what exactly these two dinim are. Okay, so but what comes out of this dian? Okay, I'll be done in 5 minutes. What comes out of this this dian in the thing I already did?
What?
I already did. What comes out of this dian in the Rishonim? Is that at least this last dian at Rashi? Is that this makom abeinu lechayayim is kind of like balanced in between the two rishuyos? They're both competing for it to be batel to it. Right? In the lashon of the Meiri, right? According to Rava, it's batel klapei pnim. According to Abai, it's batel klapei chutz. Right? Or within this lashon of the Ritva, it's batel lekan ulkan. Just the heter shimush is only klapei pnim. So both rishuyos are competing to be mevatel this makom. So it's kind of like, and the question is, who wins? So then it's very mistaver to explain the end of the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about matzah minas, mino v'neir, is that, look, Rava holds, in general, the Rosh Hashayachid stronger, so the Rosh Hashayachid mevatel it. But if, for some reason, you could be mechazek the tzad chutz, so then the tzad chutz could either drag it, the tzad chutz, mevatel it, tzad chutz, or at least it could prevent it from being mevatel, mevutel tzad chutz. Okay, so that's how you could explain matzah minas, mino v'neir. Yes, I'm going to flash out. So here you just have two Lashonos in the Rishonim very clearly. The Aruch and Rabbeinu Chanan ben Shmuel, of course. So they both explain what's going on here. There's the Aruch and Erech Er. So he says, he quotes our Gemara. He says, Nis'are vein halichayayim ima karmelis. It's like Mu'urav with the karmelis. V'nasu rishus achas. And they become like a single rishus. That's a very strong Lashon that it's definitely shayich klapei chutz. It says hekitzo lehishtatef imo. Right, the Carmelis woke up the Makom Ptur to be mishtatef with it. Okay. This maybe is also Rashi has mine, but Rashi's lashon is definitely not as unequivocal as the Sefer Aruch. The Ritva here clearly rejects this idea, and he just starts off saying nehi de'enam nis'arev imo, which is directly against the lashon of the Aruch. Right, it's not meurav with rishus on the outside. Kivan she'embo shir dal tfachim. Mikol Makom, it prevents it from being mevutel to the Rishus Hayachid. So whereas according to the Aruch, the Makom Ptur is batel klapei chutz, according to the Ritva, the klapei chutz is just mechazik, it's that it's not batel klapei pnim. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think in Avodah Zarah, when we invoke Matzah Minas Mino V'neir, right, that's like by the sugya of Ro in Kamish Eino, over there we're just preventing bittel. Right, that's how the Gemara, I think, uses it in Avodah Zarah. No? Anybody here learn Yeredeya recently?
Yeah.
I think that's how the Gemara... That's
no,
the Gemara invokes.
It was
batel
and then it becomes
non-batel.
Yeah.
Right. So the analogy here was batel to the Rosh Hashayachid and to the Mavoi, and now the karmas on the outside prevent it from being batel.
Not that it's mitzvah.
Oh, you mean we're preventing bittel here, not preventing bittel in Avodah Zarah.
Not that it's mitzvah to the other one.
right. Or Mishnah. So
that's the Gemara invokes Matzah Minas Mino B'Neir and Avodah Zarah to explain why it's not going to be Batel anymore.
It's Pun.
Yes,
undo Bittel. Which is how the Ritva is invoking Matzah Minas Mino here against the Aruch and Benu Hanano.
So what in terms of the role of Dalet al Dalet?
So the a third Hezbar that you might give, and maybe this is part of, I don't know if this is what the Aruch, maybe it's the Hezbar for the Aruch, the Chaznish in Aruch Chaim Tzadi Vav Yud Gimel says that you'll only say Matzah, the way Matzah Minas Mino B'Neir works is it didn't Shiurim. I think that Kilos Yaakov here in Simon Dalet has the same Hezbar. That it's really, this works nicely with like what I was explaining before, that really it's a Karmelis just as Pchusa Midalet. Karmelis Pchusa Midalet is a Makom Ptur. Now, if you could quantify it together with another Karmelis, then Mela, you have a Karmelis that's Yosher Midalet now. Right? So that's a Matzah Minas Mino V'Neir is in terms of measuring. First you measured it and it was 2 Tvachim. Now you measure it and it's 5, so now it becomes a Karmelis. That's a very sharp hazard for the Chaznish. The Chaznish himself uses it as an afkamina to say that in general we'll only say Matzah Minas Mino V'Neir for a Malkom Ptur inside a Karmelis if you can measure them together. And the example that he gives, for example, is that Chure Karmelis, which have the Shiurim of a Malkom Ptur, as you have like little windows that are size of Malkom Ptur inside a Karmelis, there you won't say Matzah Minas Mino V'Neir because there's no way of measuring them with the floor of the karmelis, right? They're churim in the wall. So it's clearly about measurements. And then fourthly, a fourth hezber in Matzah Minas Mino V'Neir is Rabbeinu Yonasan, which I mentioned before, which is really all psychological. Right? It's not that the Rishus is Neir, but it's that a person comes to the end of the Mavoi. A Mavoi is somewhat like a karmelis. He sees a karmelis on the outside. So they're similar. He says, oh, you carry. That's the psychological Matzah Minas Mino V'Neir. When it's a Rishus Arabim, a person's not going to make that mistake, so he's not going to be tempted to go out. Let me just close with a final nafkamina to this question about whether we're dealing with a makom ptur or just a din bittel, okay, with a bein alechayayim. Meaning, are we looking at bein alechayayim simply as a real makom ptur? Okay, it doesn't have the shiurim, or even with the shiurim, it's a makom ptur, or just this special din bittel that it'll be batel to one side or the other. So I think the clearest nafkamina is will you generalize from our case to general and say that every Malkom Ptur inside a Rishus Ayach, inside a Karmelis, is going to be Matzah Minas Mino V'Neir. Okay? Meaning, if our case is a Malkom Ptur, then, everything being equal, you'll generalize and you'll say, a Stam Malkom Ptur is Neir inside a Karmelis. If you think that our case is a special din, a Bittul, based on how it's Shayach, it's the Malkom HaMatir is Meshach Shayach Klafei Pnim, or chudu achitzon, etc., chudu apnimi, so then maybe you'll say that you won't generalize to a regular makom ptur. This is the big machlokas rishonim, the Rambam in Yudal Vav, and the Agos Maimonios, which Dani pointed out to me in Tesvav Yud Gimel, so they all say matzah minas mino v'neir for a karmelis. The other rishonim and the Ran and Dafzayin and Shabbos has an explicit that we're not going to say that. And we're not going to say matzah minas mino v'neir for a general makom ptur of karmelis. To tie this into the broader question we saw earlier, like a theme that recurs in this sugya, is that we'll factor in other considerations to how we're magdir rishuyos. Right? So we're violating the general rule of makom ptur, and we'll say that we could look at this as a makom ptur that's yosir midalet al dalet. Right? Or, let's say, if you have a karmelis on the outside or a shizram on the outside, that's going to dictate chudu apnimi or chudu achitza, right? According to the El Chazanish. So it could be that in general, in terms of being magdir makom ptur, so it's not, there's no clear cut hagdara of what a makom bifnei atzmo is for a makom ptur, right? So you'll have to factor in other considerations about how you're magdir this as an individual makom. Okay, or put it a little more clearly, the central question in the second half of the chabura, and this is what Mordechai was pressing, is how do we get a makom ptur here? Right? So you have to have some sort of explanation. So the question is, in general, how do you distinguish a makom ptur from the rishus that surrounds it? So it's just interesting to point out that when we generalize this question of makom ptur inside a karmelis, we find a lot of diunim in the rishonim, and they'll say that the way we define a makom ptur is totally on these other considerations. So just as an example, the Magid Mishnah in Shas Yadalad Vav points out that there's a stira in the Rambam whether between saying that a boar that's a makom ptur b'toch karmelis. So you have a boar that's amok pachus miyud chusa midalad. Let's say chusa midalad al dalad. So it's a bor that's a rishis, that's a makom ptur inside a karmelis. There, the Rambam says that dino is kikarmelis. Ah, yimatz minas min avaner. The Rambam has the case of an amud, which is chusa midalad al dalad inside a karmelis. There, the Rambam paskins that it's a makom ptur. Okay, so it's a makom ptur b'toch karmelis, and yet he associates himself. Maga Mishnah points this out. So some achronim try to explain that maybe it depends here on the perception. When you look at the karmelis, you see the amud on the inside. So if you see the amud, so then it retains the status as a makom ptur. Whereas a bor, which is amok, so you don't see it, so therefore it's batel klape the karmelis. It's very interesting that you'll look at the perception of how it looks along with the karmelis as individuating it as a makom ptur, which I think is a bigger chiddush than what we have in our Gemara. The Chazan Ish has the following chiluk. He says it depends if you have some sort of mechitza. In our Gemara on Tachtesa Mid Aleph, so there are no mechitzas here. Right? At best you have a lechi, so it's the Malkum Ptur, it's kind of like Ratzuf with the Karmelis. Then you'll say Matzah Minas Mino B'neir. But when you have something that has a mechitza, here it goes again to Churei Karmelis, so there you won't say Matzah Minas Mino B'neir because it's like somehow it's a chatzitza separating it from the Karmelis. Even though kind of halachically it's within the broader karmelis. And finally, there's a suggestion in the Achronim that this is the one that's the most nogei l'maisa, is that everybody says that if the Erev's down and you hold that Arishas or Abims are karmelis, then you shouldn't put your object on a fire hydrant or something, because the Malkum Tur inside a karmelis and Matzah Minas Mino B'Neir, right? Something like that. So the question is, let's say you have just a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that doesn't have Shishim Rebo, so would you say that automatically Matzah Minas Mino B'Neir? Right, because the Karmelis now Pidin, so every Malkum Tur should be Neir. So some Achronim say that we won't say Matzah Minas Mino B'Neir, because here, even though Pidin it's a Karmelis, here it's a Karmelis for technical reasons, only because it's Chaser Shishim Rebo. This depends on the Chabura last week, right? So you only say Matzah Minas Mino B'Neir when there's like an essential connection between the Karmelis and the Malkum Tur, but an incidental one, that's not going to trigger Matzah Minas Mino. So it's very strange that we're defining Malkum Ptur and Matzah Minas Mino B'Neir in terms of these considerations of like how it's perceived and whether it's incidental or essential or whether there's some sort of contiguity between the Karmelis and the Malkum Ptur. Okay. So that's the that's what we have on Daf Chesam and Beis, Hetel Ishtamish Tach Sakora and Minol Yayim, and Matzah Minas Mino B'Neir on the Gemara on Chesam.
Who did? What a baby boy?
That's right.
No, I don't
know. Long, Ken?
I think soon. Sorry, so long.